Well, we all know people, we say, oh, then you can't please them. They're never happy. And we all know those people, don't we? Michael Plant, fascinating to talk to you. I hope you'll come on again for longer another time. He's a philosopher researching happiness from the University of Oxford. Just some breaking news. The parents of Charlie Gard are going to return to the High Court later today for a further hearing on the case involving their son, Charlie. We're not quite sure what the details are about that, but there'll be more in the news throughout the afternoon. Talking of happiness, as we have been, though, of course, what could make anyone happier than
it's true, isn't it?
Mr. John Holmes.
I'm like walking. A tonic.
You are. Mm. Yes. And we need to have the gin there. They had gin in the studio earlier today, rather worrying at about
I saw that,
morning.
Yeah,
indeed. But anyway, what are you going to make us happy?
Well, I think I'm going to chlorinate a chicken for a start. I think that's all the rage, isn't it? Chlorine washed chickens.
Love chlorine washed chickens.
Yeah, they're delicious. They taste of swimming.
Yummy.
It's great. So we'll be looking into the fact that I think Liam Fox actually drowns chickens himself personally in order to chlorinate them. I think that's
a fact. Absolutely. Can I suggest, though, just looking at some of your production staff through the control window, I think some of them might need washing in chlorine. Or indeed, I mean, water or soap would do.
It would do for a start, wouldn't it? Especially the ginger one.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, he's shaking his head rather. Oh, I'm scared. Not, how am I going to get out of the studio with that?
He's a bit wrong. We're talking about Jared Kushner and his, he's never met a Russian, so that's fine.
None of us have.
We're helping him out with that.
I think people on the Trump campaign team have actually met more Russians than Vladimir Putin. Anyway, that's all the usual nonsense coming up. It'll make you happy. That's the important bit. If you decide, you need to decide to be happy, people. That's all coming up after 1 o'clock with John Holmes. I'll be back 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. This is Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Say you're a year into your contract and the hot new phone is released, but you're not allowed to upgrade without paying through the nose. Let's just say you're not best pleased. But say there was a new mobile company, one that lets you swap your old phone for the latest one every 12 months, free of charge, delivered to your door. Well, say hello to Sky Mobile. Sky, believe in better.
Free of any early upgrade admin and delivery charges. 24-month interest-free loan with data plan needed for each new phone. Trade-in value credited to existing loan. Subject to status and availability. Terms apply. See sky.com/swaphelp.
Is 6 a.m. your walking the dog time? Your world isn't 9 to 5. So neither's ours. That's why you can renew your tax credits online, day or night. Renew now, or your payments will stop. Visit gov.uk/managetaxcredits. We're ready when you are.
It was great in the early days. We were on a roll. But now, it's just not working. I need to maintain a healthy distance. So, I'm going to dump you. All four of you.
Which tyres did you want, mate?
The Goodyear Eagle F1 Asymmetric 3. Helping you stop short on both dry and wet roads. Available at your local Quick Fit centre. Goodyear, made to feel good.
TradePoint, we've got everyday low prices on your plastering essentials, like 25 kilogram multi-finish, just £4.68, and 25 kilogram bonding plaster, just £5.97 a bag. Excludes VAT at 20%. TradePoint, trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
At one. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. It is Talk Radio. Victoria's got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, jump in NHS vacancies, jail for a man who killed boy over lost shoe, and the secret to happiness.
Talk Radio.
New figures show the NHS is struggling to recruit enough staff. The number of job vacancies has hit 30,000, with specific concerns over nursing and midwifery. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has the details.
The 30,000 free jobs in March represent a 15% increase on the same month last year. Of all those vacancies, nearly 4 in 10 were for registered nurses or midwives, and the average job advert for these roles is only attracting 3 applications. The figures have sparked renewed calls for better pay rises and measures to reduce workload to stop staff leaving. The government says it has invested in the front line.
A man has been jailed for at least 18 years for losing his temper and killing his girlfriend's 5-year-old son, all because the boy had lost his shoe in a park. The 39-year-old then tried to cover up the attack on Alex Malcolm in southeast London in November. Ministers are planning to ban leaseholds on new build houses in England. It'll mean to an end to agreements where you own the building itself, but not the land it stands on, and can result in thousands of charges. Amazon is creating 450 jobs at its new London HQ. The online retailer's UK chief exec says he's hoping to maintain a diverse workforce after Brexit. Can money buy you happiness? Well, new research suggests it can. A study is claiming people who buy time by hiring others to do things they don't like doing, like household chores, have greater life satisfaction. Michael Plant, a philosopher researching happiness at the University of Oxford, has been speaking to Talk Radio.
There are things you don't like spending your time on, pay someone else to do them, that frees up time scarcity, which seems to be a growing phenomenon. The world is becoming wealthier, but we feel like we've got less and less time. So that would seem like a better thing to do with your money than spending it on stuff if your basic material needs are met.
Thanks, John, for that introduction. Mm-hmm. And Bond, James Bond, will be back in 2019. Mm-hmm. But there's no word on whether Daniel Craig will return as 007. He's still the bookie's favourite, while Tom Hardy and Podoc star Aidan Turner are also took for the role.
Thanks, Victoria.
That's all right, John.
How are you?
I'm okay, thanks. How are you?
Good, fine, thanks, yeah.
Good.
Jolly good. What were you telling me about your celebrity that you saw? What's
I
that?
Spotted a celebrity.
Spotted.
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 Who did you spot?
Johnny Guess.
Johnny Depp?
No. Do you want to guess?
Oh, right.
Was it the actor Christopher Timothy?
No.
Was
he
it?
Was an actor,
Sarah
though.
Sarah Ferguson. No.
A male actor. May have something to do with James Bond.
James Bond.
James
no.
Bond.
No.
Pierce Brosnan.
The late Roger Moore.
No.
Timothy Dalton.
No.
Austin Powers.
No.
James Bond, the ornithologist, who the James Bond character was named after.
His I said it's an actor.
Oh, Peter Bond.
No.
Tom Hiddleston.
No.
Hiddle Thomaston.
Still no.
I don't know!
Ben Whishaw, who plays Q.
Oh, all right.
Oh, yes,
yeah. Okay. I wouldn't have got that.
No.
Okay,
no.
Fine.
Forgot, where did you spot?
He was in it.
Where
in
was
a pub in East London,
yeah.
Having a Sunday roast with his husband.
Right,
yeah.
Hello.
Did he speak to him?
What were they having for the Sunday roast? Did you check it out?
No, oh. I didn't. I was too busy Googling to double check it was him.
Right.
You didn't go and say hello.
And then ordering my own okay. Sunday roast. No, I didn't.
What did you have?
Right.
I had a vegan Sunday roast. And my parents, who were with me,
The Bournes.
Also had roast, yeah.
Literally.
That meaty one.
The least interesting thing I've ever
had. Ben Whishaw.
Okay, fine. You guys
vegan.
Asked.
No, not that. The vegan thing.
Yeah
but
boring.
You guys asked.
No, I didn't. He did.
No, I did. That's
thank
I
you, Dave. You ruined the programme. It hasn't even started. Here's Victoria with the weather now.
Yep.
Talk Radio National Weather.
So cool and cloudy in the east, sunny and warm in the west, highs are 24 degrees.
Thanks very much indeed. And now here's
Toby
with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade go.
Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillis. The West Ham co-chairman David Sullivan has told TalkSport their ambition is to win all three competitions they enter this season, including the Premier League. Many feel they've had one of the best transfer windows so far after signing striker Javier Hernandez. The Hammers face Manchester United on the opening day of the season, whose boss Jose Mourinho has talked them up. Sullivan is hopeful they can compete on all fronts.
You had the Man United manager building us up because I think he wants to say we're playing a tough team in our first game. I think we're going to win the title and so on. Yeah. And after Leicester, it's possible. I mean, we start the season in three trophies and the ambition is to win those trophies.
Monaco are denying they've agreed to sell their young striker Kylian Mbappe to Real Madrid. Reports in Spain this morning claimed they'd accepted a world record £161 million bid for the teenager. And could cricket make a return to the Olympics? It's understood the International Cricket Council will bid for a spot either in 2024 or 2028. It's likely to be a T20 contest with tournaments for both men and women. That's your latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
That's Toby there with the pre-recorded sports. Right, do you know what? It's Tuesday and we're going to bring you a programme now on the radio. Marta will press a button.
Talk Radio.
What do I get? Oh, what do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get?
Not sure what to get this lunchtime? Why not live bolder with McDonald's Big Flavour Wraps? Experience the barbecue chicken and bacon one with smoky barbecue sauce, succulent chicken and beechwood smoked bacon in a soft toasted tortilla wrap. Today's $1.99 wrap of the day. Go smoky. From 10:30 a.m., participating restaurants only, rest of range available at regular price.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon. Now, still to come on the programme, Jeremy Corbyn, Gust Buster, and Ed Bird has just come into the studio. So today we are going to bring you a game of chlorine washed chickens. Chris Evans goes through gender realignment surgery. And that was a treat! Hello? Trade Secretary Liam Fox is open to importing Japanese poetry.
Asprog Govinda through the window.
That's like a vasectomy. But it's all right, because there's help at hand. He spent the weekend trying to get off with the sister of one of our producers. That's all I'm going to say. What are we doing today via text? Made wrappers out of sushi.
And he gorged on the insides of
Umzilla.
Stole bananas from elephants.
And also, like Jesus, could all double up as a BBC Three documentary.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
So good afternoon to you then, as we throw ourselves on the mercy of your Tuesday. Now, to ensure quality, by which I mean poor quality, and to comply with US trade protectionism rules, today's show has been washed in chlorine on the advice of Liam Fox. Now, I've been looking into the washing of things in chlorine. Essentially, it cleans them up, which is why we're talking about importing American chicken, as, of course, they invented chlorine washing practice in America. We understand that prior to his meeting with the Senate Intelligence Committee, Donald Trump washed his son-in-law in chlorine to get the smell of Russia off him. So, and that removed all traces of collusion. That's it's the American way, kind of a collusion-washed Kushner, that is. Trump himself, of course, before he'd heard of chlorine, washed himself in the urine of prostitutes, except because the prostitutes were Russian, so that's why he also smells of Russia. It could take a lot more than chlorine to sort that out. Remember, by the way, when the swimming pool at the 2016 Olympics in Rio went green? Do you remember that? Do you remember that? Yeah. Chickens, that's why. Well, there was, we're looking into this, there was a trade deal between the United States of America and Brazil to tether chickens at the bottom of Olympic swimming pools to get lots washed in chlorine at the same time. That's, it was a sort of, you know, it was a trade deal, really. And that's why the pool went green, because the chickens were off. And also, you know, if you go swimming and you accidentally swallow swimming pool water, now you know why that tastes of chicken, now you know. Liam Fox, the Trade Secretary, is basically, and this is a fact, hiding dead hens in the nation's swimming pools. And it's about time something was done. This is the next scandal waiting to happen. Our elected government, not only condoning, but also one of the cabinet ministers, Liam Fox, personally drowning domesticated fowl in the UK's leisure centres. And it's not good enough. Lido's nationwide, full of the feathery corpses of chickens, and it is all down to Liam Fox. He's a fox, he hates chickens. He sneaks in at night with sackfuls of squawking capons before he dons scuba gear and takes some twine and lashes the chickens' feet to tethering rings he's bolted onto the bottom of swimming pools. And then Dr. Liam Fox returns 24 hours later when the chickens are dead. Still under the cover of darkness, he unties them, the dead chickens, and shoves them back in his bag and takes them straight round to Tesco. Right? And that is fact. And that wasn't even in the manifesto, but that is a fact. And he says it's not a big deal. Anyway, hello, welcome along. It's talk radio in the afternoons, isn't it? And if you're a first-time listener, don't worry, because I realise it sounds confusing now, but it only takes about a year to get used to this. People who started listening to us last March have just texted going, oh, get it now, oh, yeah. It's the 1-4 bit of your weekdays, and filling it up today cometh the following item. We bring you the feature called Headline Hijacker. That's on the way very shortly indeed. It involves you making up a news story from scratch. Just a sentence or two, a short paragraph. If you get it to us, you could hear your words broadcast to the nation as truth in the 2pm bulletin by Victoria, who is the owner, the leaseholder of this mouth.
This mouth.
That's the mouth. If you'd like to get in there with your words and then hear them spoke as true fact. 87222 is
the start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message any way you like.
There is a diversity paper review on the way as well. It's a review of the newspapers, and it makes us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting. Because each day, a different diversity from a diversity community comes in here and goes through those papers. That's right. Candace is here today, and she is a brown female. There's all the day's big stories, analysed through the obvious analytical tool of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables, of course, that's the news in haiku. Work experience punditry today comes from Fraser. He's going to bring us music. He's our work experience. And we've dragged him away from office drudgery. And we put our work experiences front and centre, in front and centre of the microphone, to review stuff, and it's because they're free. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. All your reactions this afternoon. You can get in touch, of course, to send your reactions to us. Various ways of doing it. You can use the tried and tested method of text communication, 87222.
Start your message with all about talk.
If you'd like to use modern social media, you can do that as well, at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
Or you can go medieval on our ass and use the Talk Radio reaction cannon, which, of course, we have in supermarket car parks up and down the land. We've got various medieval siege equipment, and it's been adapted to fire your reactions to us from wherever you are in the country today. As I say, it's a reaction cannon, a 16th century cannon.
Where is it today, John?
Today, that cannon, painted in the red and black signature colours of Talk Radio, Julia Hartley Brewer's face on it. It's in the Tesco hypermarket in Atherston in Warwickshire.
Oh, yeah, I know that. Yeah.
All you have to do is pop your reaction down the end, followed by some gunpowder, light the fuse, stand well back, and launch fire that reaction over to us at Talk Radio. A small child will join us on the programme to discuss an important news issue. That child will then play a tune on a toy xylophone. All you have to do is identify the tune. You could get a Toddler Pops, for that's the feature. I guessed the tune correctly. Certificate. It's not really a certificate. It's a PDF that we email to someone picked entirely at random. And then we just get you to print it off and write your own name on it. That's how it is. It's a budget thing. We will be kicking another Kickstarter idea project up the arse, of course, as we like to help people with dreams and hopes. That's coming later. Victoria's bonus news today is vegetable news.
Vegetable news. Mm.
And there'll be a game of snowflake buckaroo. If you don't know what that is, it's like real buckaroo, but instead of a donkey with tools hanging off it to make it kick off, it's a millennial with some trigger phrases making it run to its safe space. And comedian Glenn Moore. And his comedy compatriot, Matt Stevens, will be joining us to flog something or other they're doing in Edinburgh. It's a PR exercise dressed up as an interview. Ginger Davies producing.
Ahoy.
Ask Broadcasts. We don't know. Dead or something. Martyrs Through the Glass.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Victoria's got the news.
Cass isn't dead.
Cornelius is here.
Yes, she is.
Join us as we set about your
Can't
Tuesday.
Can't just kill someone off.
She's dead.
She's not dead.
It's not my fault.
You've never seen Game of Thrones,
We
mate.
Didn't do it. Join us as we set about your Tuesday like that. Road rage producer who worked with David Attenborough setting about a family in a car. I'm John Holmes. Welcome along. Now, we're going to start with some music, of course, but it links to today's big story. How does it do so? If you are new to the show, well, play along at home. The clues are there in either the title or the artist of this song that I'm about to play, but it links somehow to the story. No prizes, it's just for fun. See if you can figure it out.
Yo, man.
Yo.
Open up, man.
What do you want, man?
My girl just caught me.
You made her catch you?
I don't know how I let this happen.
With who?
The girl next door, you know? I don't know what to do.
So it wasn't you.
All right. Honey came in and she got me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both caught making love on the bathroom floor. How could I forget that I had given her
access to your villa. Trespass on a witness, all of your clean or your pillar. You better watch your back before she turn into a killer. Just review the situation that you call the pinner. To be a true player, you have to know how to play. If she say a night, convince her say a day. Never admit to a word where she say. And if she claim her, you tell her, baby, no way.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me kissing on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
Wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she caught me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both caught making love on the bathroom floor.
I had tried to keep her from what she was about to see. Why should she believe me when I told her it wasn't me?
Make sure no said I'm sure really not a right for Vix. I never used to see you make the gigolo flex. I saw the else a favor, you in the complex. Seeing is believing, so you better change your specs. You know she have a bring a whole heap of things up from the past. All the little evidence, you better know for mass. Quick by your answer, no off it up. But if she back a gun, you know you better run fast.
All right then.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
So why?
Kissing on the sofa.
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Yep.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
She was just regrouting.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over.
So there's Shaggy attempting to get out of a tricky situation. But how does it link to today's big story? That is the question. The song links to the story. Producer Dave's been busy working it out.
Got it.
You have at home. Dave, off you go.
Easy. Right, Shaggy, It Wasn't Me.
Yeah.
Song, of course, featuring Rick Rock.
Yep.
Rick Rock, one of many famous rocks. Ayers Rock.
Yeah.
Rock and Roll.
Yeah.
And The Rock.
Yeah.
Who, of course, used to be a professional wrestler.
Good.
Now an actor.
Yeah.
Wrestling, obviously, a job that was showcased in the 2008 film The Wrestler.
Yes.
Starring Mickey Rourke.
Mickey Rourke, yeah.
Now, that's a good fact. You know this about Mickey Rourke? He has written a number of films under a pseudonym. You know this?
I didn't know that.
No, the pseudonym of Sir Eddie Cook.
Right.
He's written a number of films. True story. You can check it on his Wikipedia.
Okay.
Of course.
Doesn't necessarily make it a true story, but okay, but fair enough.
Well, I've done one source of checking, and
okay,
that's fine. Sir Eddie Cook.
Yeah.
Famous cooks elsewhere. Jamie Oliver's one.
Yep.
Gordon Ramsay.
Yep.
Nigella Lawson.
Lawson.
Now, Lawson, of course, also a quite average British boy band.
That's right.
They had that song called Juliet a few years ago.
Okay.
Who was Juliet in love with?
Romeo.
Romeo. And Romeo was also a member of So Solid Crew. Correct. They had that song, 21 Seconds.
Yep.
And that was sampled in another song called 21 Ounces by Goldie Looking Chain.
Yep.
Chain rhymes with train.
Good.
Which brings us to today's big story, John.
Yes.
Everyone's up in arms about Crossrail 2 train lines.
Yes.
And the government backing for it.
There it is. If it were right. But it isn't. No, it's simply, it was Shaggy and It Wasn't Me. It's Jared Kushner, Donald Trump's son-in-law and senior White House advisor, who said about the Russians it wasn't him.
Oh.
Anyway, that's what we're going to be talking about next, of course. Kushner issued a statement yesterday, spoken to the Senate Intelligence Committee, and of course he had nothing to do with the Russians, just like his dad didn't, even when those prostitutes were weeing on him. We'll be talking about it next on Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking. Welcome to New Sky Sports. Now with new channels dedicated to the sports you love.
Final act then of an unforgettable drama here at Trent Bridge.
The history books rewritten by 12 heroes in Chicago.
Lewis Hamilton wins the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix.
Feel every moment with new channels dedicated to the Premier League, cricket, golf, football, plus our dedicated F1 channel, New Sky Sports. Feel it all.
I asked myself a lot of questions before I went into teaching. Financially, will it work out for me and my family?
But then I think people should be put off because of the cost of training.
The bursary was so important for me.
I didn't have to worry about the financial side of things.
It covered things like childcare for me. It was definitely the right choice. I chose to teach.
As a trainee teacher, you could get a tax-free bursary of £25,000. Apply now to train in September. Search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
Clive, what's doing, Wolf? Whale music? You must be one stressed-out private landlord.
Yes, I am!
Your tenants are struggling financially and can't pay their rent. But you're with Direct Line. They'll repay any unpaid rent until your tenants are out. So drop the stress ball. It'll all be over soon. Ah, that's better.
Claim back unpaid rent after 1 month's arrears with rent guarantee. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Cover purchased as part of legal expenses add-on. Qualifying criteria apply. Restricted claims for existing tenants in the first 90 days when product first purchased.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In South Yorkshire, one lane is closed on the M1 southbound between junction 31 and 30 just south of Sheffield because of a broken down van. There's also a breakdown on the M42 southbound just before junction 3A for the M40. Very slow on the M5 northbound towards junction 4A for the M42. They've got lane closures there for traffic management because of roadworks further north around junction 2 for Oldbury. The M2 Londonbound blocked between junction 3 and 2 near Rochester following an accident, and the Northern A1 down to one lane near Blyth for emergency repairs. I'm Jamie Sercam.
Gary just acquired a shiny new club for his golf play. A graphite quad axial driving Triumph. All because he purchased a new mobile phone deal from Carphone Warehouse. Switch with us and save on average £181 compared with shopping elsewhere. What will you spend it on? Carphone Warehouse. We compare, you save.
Saving compared with major networks over 24 months. Promotional incentives excluded.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's 23 minutes past 8 time. I'm John Holmes. You are listening to Talk Radio. And I think we should talk about today's big story. Jared Kushner, then, both Donald Trump's senior advisor in the White House and son-in-law, has said he did not have corrupt relations with that country. Now, obviously, it will probably emerge that, in fact, he put a cigar up the Kremlin and got a stain on Vladimir Putin's dress. But for the moment, he is insisting that any and all meetings he had with Russian lawyers and ambassadors on behalf of the Trump campaign in the run-up to the US election were all perfectly innocent. His main defence is one of personal ignorance, it seems, arguing that he couldn't have been involved in anything suspicious because his knowledge of Russia politics and US-Russia relations was poor. So, of course, it stands to reason that his father-in-law would give him the job as foreign affairs liaison, among other jobs that he appears to be equally unqualified for, resembling as he does a child who's been given the keys to something like the Hadron Collider and hasn't got the faintest idea of what it does or what to do. On the line is Karen Robinson, former vice chair of Democrats Abroad. Good afternoon, Karen.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So, Jared Kushner, then, discuss.
Oh, my goodness, where do I begin?
Yeah, I know.
Let's start with what we're doing right now is we're trying to catch up on a very long list of things that were originally left off of Jared Kushner's security clearance. He filled out some forms that he's required to do by law for the job that he has, and he left off 100 meetings, 100 different meetings with different people who are foreign nationals working for foreign governments.
To be fair, Karen, it's very easy to leave off 100 meetings. You know, it slips your mind, doesn't it, that kind of thing?
I'm not sure I've had 100 meetings in the past 12 months. I'm not sure about that, but when he did resubmit those forms, that's how information came out about the meeting that was held with Don Jr., the president's son in attendance, as well as the president's campaign manager, and Kushner himself. His current defense is, I didn't understand what the meeting was about. I came in for a few minutes, didn't really understand what was happening, and then I quickly left again.
Yeah.
Throws everybody else under the bus.
Well, exactly. It either points to the man being an ignorant idiot, or it points to someone who's lying, doesn't it? Neither bode well.
Neither bode well, and both absolutely still implicate all the other people who were in the meeting, including the president himself, who wasn't in the meeting, but who would have to be, as you say, either remarkably ignorant or spectacularly naive, or both, to not understand that the Russians were trying to act on his behalf.
So where does it leave us in that, you know, this Russia story isn't going away, of course. It's become the main issue, I suppose, or at least the overriding, most important issue with the Trump presidency. And every couple of weeks, there's something else that new comes out that points more and more, but yet still Trump is on Twitter saying fake news.
Yeah. Well, I want to dispute a part of your premise there. hugely important story, and it will unfold in its time. We have people who are investigating it. Congressional investigations are taking place. Robert Mueller is running an investigation out of the Justice Department. We will find out what we find out. But I'm not saying this is the most important story of the Trump's presidency, because right now, lots of other things are happening. Right now, the Republicans are trying to push through a health care vote that would overturn health care for about 22 million Americans.
Yep.
They're almost using this as a distraction to get on the stuff they want to do and say, look over here, crazy Russia stuff is happening. It is crazy. It is disturbing. It is troubling. But for Americans watching what they can do, call your senators today and focus on health care for a minute, because we can't let them get away with doing one thing while they're distracting us with
that. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. That's become almost the Trump campaign way, hasn't it? And a lot of when this happened before, it was a case of, all right, there's a smokescreen over here. They're drawing attention to it as much as anybody else. And is it suspicious that the timing is as it is then, or not?
You know, I'm always hesitant to attribute to cleverness what could just be lunacy.
Yeah.
Who knows whether they have a game plan? I think we as Americans, we have to have a game plan.
Yeah.
We need to get together and say, okay, look, we're going to take this step by step. We're going to deal with this presidency, which is trying to take the nation off kilter, and we're going to deal with it in a sensible way. We're going to say, hang on, the legislative process still has to work. You still have to show us what you're going to vote on before you're voting on it. And right now, they're planning to bring up a bill. They're not even telling us what's in it. So we need to say, no. That's not a thing that can happen. Over here, Trump is doing things that are disturbing. We're going to deal with each thing as it comes. As a country, we need to just get ourselves together and say, we are not going to let anything go under the radar. We're going to take things in the appropriate seriousness that they deserve. You know, frankly, the rest of the country is going to have to try to be the grown-ups in the room, because the president and the Republicans in Congress are not.
And there's not, this vote today, this the U.S. Senate on the healthcare vote, there's no replacement yet for Obamacare. There's not anything that's there that's going to replace it.
Yeah, they don't have anything.
Yeah.
They haven't told us what they plan on voting on. What they're trying to do is make a motion to proceed so that they can bring out a vote based on the previous version of the bill that was passed in the House. That bill is wildly popular, and the senators have already indicated they don't like it and don't want to vote for it.
Yeah.
The plan seems to be that they'll now replace it, once they've brought it onto the floor entirely, replace the language with something else. They haven't told what that something else is. So needless to say, this is not a great way to run a country. So we're urging all Americans to call their senators today and urge their senator to vote no on that motion to proceed. So let's just stop this in its tracks. It's enough.
And what's the significance of... what's the significance of John McCain? Because John McCain, of course, had an aggressive form of brain cancer. That wasn't treated under Obamacare, I don't imagine. But he's coming back for this vote, isn't he? They're making a big deal of that.
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, delighted to know that John McCain is healthy enough to travel. That's wonderful. A little shocked by that, because it was just a few days ago that he had surgery on what has turned out to be, we now know, a very serious form of brain cancer. It seems clear that Republican leaders have pressured him to come back, whether that means they think they have the votes to pass a thing. That thing might be. We don't know, but at this point we are taking it extremely seriously, and we're urging people to really get involved in that process, because the Russia investigation is happening. There's a little we can do to influence it except stay informed. That I'll do, but on healthcare we can have an impact right now.
Okay, and just to bring it back round again to Jared Kushner, who what's next for him? Because is he going to be believed overall with this? Because or are we all just seeing through it as we think we're seeing through it?
Well, I'll tell you what I think should be next for Jared Kushner. We should all be everyone in the world, British as well as Americans, deeply. He still has top secret security clearance. He shows up in the White House every day, and he has access to some of the most closely held secrets of the U.S. and the U.K., by the way, because we have an intelligence sharing arrangement. He has proven that he is either, as you say, collaborating, he is either very ignorant and naive about how Russia operates, or he is perhaps colluding directly with him intentionally or has been in the past. This is not someone that we want to be in control of our national secrets. So we need to have a serious conversation about getting that security clearance away from him and getting him out of those meetings where closely held intelligence.
It's all right. Whatever meetings he goes to, he doesn't understand them anyway. Just leaves the room.
Yeah, he's come in for a few minutes, tell us about him, and he's out again.
Karen Robinson, thank you very much. She's a former vice chair of Democrats Abroad there, bringing us up to speed. Jared Kushner there with his statement yesterday, and obviously talking to that Senate committee, and the Obamacare repealing vote today in the States as well. Just after 1:30, in the next bit of the programme, we'll be going through the newspapers. It's the Diversity pay-per-view, and today's headline hijack. But at 1:32, Victoria's here, and she's got the latest news headlines.
Talk Radio.
There's been a huge increase in the number of advertised full-time vacancies across the NHS in England. More than 30,000 posts were available in March this year. That's a jump of almost 4,000 in 12 months. Dr. Lajish Vettikat works on a busy A&E unit.
I was on shift last night and the waiting times were up to 6.5 hours. So it's really concerning. The people who are in the system are under a lot of pressure, and we try our level best to keep the patients safe.
A man has been jailed for life for battering a 5-year-old boy to death in a park for losing a trainer. Marvin Iheanacho will serve at least 18 years in prison for killing Alex Malcolm in southeast London in November. Charlie Gard's parents are attending the High Court this afternoon. It's just a day since the decision to end their legal battle to seek further treatment for their baby son in the US. Chris Gard and Connie Yates are still in dispute with Great Ormond Street Hospital over their final wish for him to die at home. 450 jobs are being created at Amazon's headquarters in Shoreditch in East London. The move is seen by some as an apparent approval of how Brexit negotiations are going. And Justin Bieber's manager has said sorry to fans who will miss out on seeing the singer after he cancelled the rest of his world tour. Scooter Braun posted online that a man's soul and well-being come first and that everyone should respect and honour that. The weather cloudy and cool in the east, sunny and warm in the west, highs of 24 degrees. There's more in just under half an hour.
There is. Why has Bieber cancelled the tour? I did read about this.
Well, the official line is unforeseen circumstances.
Right.
But his manager is saying that his well-being comes first. So
yeah.
Well, you can read into that.
Yeah, I am reading into that. This is the same. Let's not forget this is the same Justin Bieber who once left a monkey at an airport.
That wasn't recently.
No, but comparatively recently. And, you know, I don't trust a man who leaves a monkey at an airport. So, you know, what about the well-being of the monkey is what I would ask that manager.
Okay, well, I think Scooter Braun is more concerned about Justin Bieber's well-being.
Well, he should have thought about that when he left a monkey at an airport.
Okay, John.
Now, Victoria will be back in just under half an hour with today's headline hijack. It's your opportunity to write the news, to fake the news. Sad. Do get it to us, a couple of sentences, or a paragraph, of course. What?
What? Did you just say sad? Why did you...
That's what Donald Trump writes.
Trump tweet.
He writes, fake news, sad.
Okay, fine.
I was joining in.
Okay, got it.
Fake news. In the bulletin, at 2 o'clock, said as truth, across the nation, nay, the world, from Victoria's mouth. Which is this mouth.
This mouth.
That's it. Fill it with words. 8722.
Start your message with the word.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
I'll go through some of those headline hijacks next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late night, Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late night, Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, I am him. Here we go. Sweet So, to headline hijack then. So, here's what it is. It fools the people not listening to this bit of the programme. Lunchtime, we've researched this, and it turns out between 1 and 2 o'clock in the afternoon is, for many people, it's lunchtime, it's time for lunch. And so they pop out, don't necessarily listen to the radio. And those that even are listening aren't really paying attention. So you get fooled, you see, because when you switch back in at around 2 o'clock, you hear the news, you believe the news, but the news contains a lie. Lies such as this one that's coming from...
Sharon.
And what is it?
A cleaning agent on sale in budget supermarkets has been found out to be a double agent, meaning that whilst appearing to be cleaning surfaces, the product was actually making them less sanitary, meaning that you had to buy more cleaning product. Tests on the products showed that they were being made in Eastern Europe and that they contained fecal matter and horse meat.
You want a little reading lesson again?
No.
Okay. Fewer, anyway. So, the people behind Grapefruit, this is from Simon, Grapefruit, have finally admitted that they originally released the fruit as a joke and didn't think that it would take off due to its vile bitter taste. Since being introduced, those people have made millions from the grapefruit, financially gaining from each and every grapefruit sold. Now, I'm going to take issue with that because I like a grapefruit.
Yeah?
Yes, I do.
Why?
My favourite juice is the grapefruit juice.
No, that's the worst juice.
It's the best juice.
It is just the most... horrible
thing. It doesn't taste as good.
Well, no. It tastes absolutely delicious. And what's more, here's a weird thing, gentlemen, that I discovered only 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
Right?
Strap in, everyone.
Yep.
A new scientific discovery.
And I think it's only available in Marks and Spencer. Now, other Marks and Spencer is available. Right? Grapefruit IPA. So it's ale with a tinge of grapefruit. And it sounds revolting, doesn't it?
Mm.
But it's summer delicious. I'm telling you now, it is summer delicious.
You like grapefruit, though.
Yeah, but I like grapefruit IPA now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I like grapefruit and I like IPA. Now, some magician has combined them into a delicious-tasting alcoholic beverage.
Awful.
No, what's wrong with grapefruit?
It tastes of absolute...
It just tastes of wrong.
It does not taste of wrong.
Like, do not consume.
What's your best juice? What's your favourite juice?
Grapefruit juice.
That's the number one fruit juice.
I will go in a juice situation.
Rank the rest of them.
With a choice of juice.
Rank the rest of them. Give me top five.
All right, well, I'll go grapefruit.
All right.
Classic orange.
Fine, yeah. That's
bits or not bits, I'm not fussed.
Okay.
I would next possibly go pineapple.
Oh, I love pineapple.
It's a great juice, that.
I think it's my favourite.
It's not an everyday juice, though.
No.
It's not a special occasion juice. Well, yeah.
Hangover juice.
No, you see, grapefruit to hangover juice. That's what I find. Look. It's cleansing. And the, I don't know, pomegranate's the worst.
Oof.
By a long way. Cranberry, good if you've got cystitis. So, have you got cystitis, Dave?
I believe not.
Well, that's because you drink cranberry. There you go. Yeah. That proves it. So, anyway, so there's that, but grapefruit's the top juice.
Oh, dreadful juice. Tomato is awful as well.
Oh, my God. No, that's revolting. That's not a juice. That's a food.
Yeah.
If tomato in a glass is the wrongest thing ever.
It's just the bits out of tinned tomatoes that aren't the tomatoes.
Pour it on some toast, you're fine. Drink that, you're a monster.
Yeah,
that's definitely the worst juice.
I don't know, I think anyone pouring tomato juice on toast is
tomato
also
on
odd.
Toast? No,
no, but tomato juice on toast,
that
would be very...
Works.
No, it's not. Cold tomato juice poured on a slice of toast.
Warm it up.
Well, you're warming up a juice.
Warm up the tomato juice. You wouldn't have cold tomatoes on toast. You'd have warm tomato on toast.
I'm going to call my next band warm juice on toast.
You wouldn't have beans on toast without the beans and just the sauce.
But no.
That's what you're doing here. With
actually,
just
I would do that.
Oh, now you realise that you were losing.
Would you drink bean juice, would you?
No, I don't like beans.
Well, there you go then.
Soggy toast. Is that what you have for breakfast?
Great news, everyone. What's your favourite juice? 87 treble...
Sorry, message of the word.
You're listening to BBC Local Radio in the afternoon. What's your favourite juice?
Ranking juices.
Good judge. We haven't got a speech impediment. 87 treble 2.
Start your message with the word talk.
Start your message with some sort of juice that you like.
Thing.
Bit of a juice.
Great. We'll do a diversity paper review next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Uber on Talk Radio. Work or not at the touch of a button. Uber. Where to?
My name is Kandas. I'm 34 years old, football lover, father of one. I live in Northeast London. Before I became partner with Uber, I was working as a parcel delivery driver. It was a bit of a nightmare. So much pressure. You know, it mentally affects you. I heard about Uber just end of 2014. Everything's done by app. No one's giving you pressure. you get to meet quite a lot of people, especially at night time after 12. So it's really fun talking to them. I've got more freedom. I can work the time I want. I really enjoy what I'm doing. I can see my daughter more often now. She's in year 7 now, so I got more time for her. I'm visiting more countries now, and I'm going to do a few more educational courses as well.
Uber on Talk Radio. Work or not at the touch of a button. Uber. Where to? Visit uber.com/driveuk to find out more.
Hi, my suitcase hasn't arrived. I've been waiting ages.
Let's check the system. Was it a direct flight?
Connecting. I stopped in Bangkok.
And before that?
Well, the Maldives, yes. And Dubai, okay. Barbados. Oh, and that amazing volcano in Bali.
Nicer problems to have. It's a EuroMillions Mega Week. And you could win a thrilling Florida break and £1 million cash with 6 UK prizes guaranteed. Get your tickets for Tuesday and Friday's events. EuroMillions, only from the National Lottery. Game-specific rules available at nationallottery.co.uk. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In July, we've got a 10-litre tub of Leyland Trade TrueGuard Smooth Masonry Paint for only £19.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M1 southbound still has a lane closed following a breakdown between junction 31 and 30 just south of Sheffield. The Thunderman M2 through Kent is now open after an accident early on closed the motorway between junction 3 and 2 near Rochester. In Redhill in Surrey, Market Field Way in the town centre is closed off between the Belfry roundabout and the Station roundabout. There are tailbacks stretching back towards Linkfield Corner. And in Cornwall, the A30 Hale bypass is shut following an accident at the St Earth roundabout. I'm Jamie Sircombe.
Jane is wrapped in Hawaiian seaweed at the Paradise Spa. Her hands have been moisturized with cucumber-infused foam. All because she purchased a new mobile phone deal from Carphone Warehouse. Switch with us and save on average £181 compared with shopping elsewhere. What will you spend it on? Carphone Warehouse. We compare, you save.
Saving compared with major networks over 24 months. Promotional incentives excluded.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, as we have been hearing in America today, in Washington, there will be a vote on Obamacare. This is to repeal Obamacare. Of course, John McCain, very seriously ill not long ago, returning to the Senate in order to take part in that healthcare reform vote. We understand that the parents of Charlie Gard are going back to the High Court to ask that he could be taken home rather than in Great Ormond Street Hospital, where he is at the moment, of course, for his last time with them. There's a lot going on in the news. I mean, there's hell of a lot going on in the news today. And it's quite complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
Don't you worry, Cornelius. We are here to help, as regular listeners will know. It's part of our duty. It's part of our job. It's part of our public service by taking the news and helping you through it. Because when you drill down, as you know, into the news with an actual physical drill, if you take a lump of news and actually drill into it, eventually your drill bit will hit Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Fox wants to eat claw. Ream clean chickens, that makes sense. Foxes love chickens.
The news in haiku. Quarter to two, Talk Radio, Tuesday afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes, and it is time now to go through the newspapers. It's the Diversity Paper Review. Now, you know this makes us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting. Much about it, of course, in the press all the time about how diverse broadcasting is and other industries as well. But we're doing our bit. We're spearheading the entire operation, frankly, by bringing you a newspaper review just like any other programme, but unlike any other programme, as is done each day by a different diversity from a diverse community. Today, we welcome... I'm going to get your name. I always say I've known you for ages, but I always get the intonation wrong. Candice.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah?
Yes.
I know.
Yeah.
What did I say earlier? Candice. I put the...
You said Candace.
No, Candace.
Yeah.
Candace. But, well, it's spelled Candace.
Yeah.
Candy. Candy. Can.
Candace.
Candace. Now you've forgotten.
Candy.
Candy, that'll do.
That'll do, yeah.
Anyway, Candy's here. Hi, Candy.
Hey, John.
And what is your diversity?
I want to go with brown female.
Excellent diversity traits. Well done.
Yeah, yeah. Good.
It's lovely to have you here. First time, of course.
I know.
But you actually work at Virgin Radio downstairs.
I'm usually downstairs.
Yeah, where our paths often cross, yeah, of course, yeah, when I'm sitting down there. But here you are with your own spot now on the national radio.
I've got my stories ready, John.
So because down there, you're only allowed, presenters are only allowed to talk for 10 seconds, aren't they, or something?
That is very, yeah, very true. Yeah. Hard work down there.
Yeah, so, but here we are. Right, what are you going to start with?
Well, I have to go with the big news.
Yeah.
Yesterday, final Love Island. Have you been watching it?
Absolutely not.
What? How could you avoid it?
Because it's...
Do we need to do a spoiler alert here, by the way?
Absolute dreadful. Spoiler, yes, alert.
Spoiler alert.
If you haven't watched it yet, turn off for a bit.
Just turn it down.
Go watch Love Island, maybe.
Turn it down ever so slightly.
Yeah.
Yeah, the dream couple, Kemba, also known as Kem and Amber...
What?
Have won.
Kemba, John.
Isn't that what,
like Timber?
Yeah. Isn't that one of the lions out of the Lion King? No, I don't know.
Yeah, they've won.
Ken and Amber.
Yeah, Kem.
Kem?
K-E-M.
You think there's a 20-year-old good-looking boy called Ken?
I don't know.
What's Kem short for?
Chemicals.
Yeah.
No, he's Turkish, so it's got a longer name, but
okay. Oh, right.
Yeah, you know. Again, just with the diversity there.
Oh, you're very, yeah, good. So, all right, so Kem Trail, or his name is Kem. Yeah.
Kem and Amber.
Yes, Kem Amber.
They've won £50,000.
Have they?
Yeah.
What are they going to spend it on? Botox or something, I imagine.
Who knows? You know, the world is their oyster, really, with 50k.
So what did they... They had to have full sex on live television to get this, did they?
Wasn't really in the requirements,
right,
but...
Well, they did anyway.
It did,
yeah,
help.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. It was a traumatic journey, though, John. Do you know what I mean? Seeing the 7 weeks of them, the ups and the downs, the falling outs, the little splits, and then they reunited.
I hope they didn't show all that.
Yeah, it was a roller coaster.
Kem got off with another girl during the
whole still won
series.
Yeah, yeah. She's a very forgiven lady.
Viewers have moral
couldn't
bankruptcy.
Care less. What? So Love Island. Obviously, it's been the most. It's what I don't understand, right?
Yeah.
So have you watched this horrific car crash of a programme?
I have indeed.
Since it began, like, series ago.
So, I watched last year's one. I didn't watch when it came on the year before that.
What has made it so popular this time around? Why is it now a thing, whereas it's been on for ages and wasn't a thing?
It's crazy. Like, I don't know. I just... Because the thing is, I used to watch Big Brother way, way back, right? And I didn't even know Big Brother was actually on this summer. And it's the same kind of premise. You're watching people just in a house.
Yeah.
Just doing different activities. But Love Island has skyrocketed. Okay, I'm not really a fan of all the, like... sexy stuff going on,
yeah,
because it's a bit like,
ew. I mean how much do they show? I mean,
well, they're always under the covers.
It has to be under the covers,
right?
But is the brief like, do it like, be like Big Brother but none of the boring chat, just do all the sex?
Just,
is that basically
just do
the,
it basically
is that the premise?
Well, also, but they have to like couple up with each other. That's the main format twist,
right?
When Big Brother, it's just get in the house, right, and live
chat.
With this one, it's like, right, you have to be in a couple, and if your couple don't work out, guess what? You're going home.
Right.
Yeah.
So well, they've won £50,000,
yeah,
because they just coupled up for the longest.
Not quite.
Once you get to the final, it came down to a vote.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a vote thing. But do you know what? Quickly, though, what I thought was really interesting, in The Sun, they were doing predictions of how much the contestants will potentially earn, and one of the contestants due to earn apparently £2 million.
And that's from what?
Well, from different endorsements. It says lingerie modeling, calendar. I don't even know they still do those calendars, but anyway,
whatever. Evidently.
Different social media posts, all of that stuff. Jessica, who got evicted out.
She was out ages ago.
I know. But apparently she's the highest, £2 million due to win.
Right.
Or due to get over time.
Is there anything in the papers that I give a stuff about?
Oh, I don't know. I thought you would like Love Island.
I don't. Cornelius does.
I do. I love it.
Absolute nonsense.
Well, I saw this other story, right?
Yeah.
In the Daily Mail. Page 33, yep, to be precise. It says that Argentinian ants can knock out your wiring in your home. It's just one of the worst threats ever to hit the UK.
What? Oh, they're coming over here.
Yeah, they're coming over ants, here.
Damaging our wiring.
Exactly.
Where? What? How have we got Argentinian ants? Is this Brexit?
I don't know.
Is this Brexit's fault?
It doesn't... everything. Just blame it on the Brexit.
Yeah.
It doesn't actually say how they've migrated over, but right, they are here and they are here to stay.
Right.
And, yeah.
So what are they like about wires in particular?
I don't know. They nest in the electrical junction boxes, it says, and gets inside the plastic sheathing.
Right, well, yeah, back to Love Island.
Yes.
I'll tell you what we need to do. Get the penguins from the Falkland Islands to launch a counter-attack,
yeah,
in Argentina.
Yeah. That's a very good idea, actually. Yeah, let's go to war with Argentinian ants. Our ants and penguins backing them up,
yeah,
versus their ants.
Mm.
Yeah, on tiny little boats.
Yeah, definitely tiny little boats.
Yeah.
Mm. But they're only found in London and Birmingham for some reason. I don't know why. So, yeah, other parts of the UK, totally cool,
yeah,
totally safe. London, Birmingham, yeah, sorry, guys.
It's the invasion of the Argentinian ants. But aren't our ants doing anything about it? I mean, what's wrong with them?
I know, I feel like it has to be kind of like maybe a battle royale style thing,
yeah,
of like the UK ants against the Argentinian ants.
Do you think this is part of the vanguard, the beginning of an invasion of Britain by Argentina? I mean, because we'd suspect it if an army came over, but if the ants are coming first, knocking out our electricity, and then the invasion starts.
Tiny, yeah.
Just all over the Falklands.
Do you think they're trying to like suss it out? The ants are like trying to suss out the UK?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. Watch the space.
There's a remake in London, the West End, of Evita, of course, just coming back, the musical. So maybe it's sort of off the back of that or something.
Maybe
the sort of Eva Peron. And I don't know.
But, I don't know.
All right. What are you supposed to do about it? Just presumably pour some boiling water on them.
Oh, no.
No, not on the wiring.
No, God, no.
Think it through, John.
Oh, yeah, good point.
And not on the ants either. What are you?
Well, are you supposed to kill an ant then?
No, just leave it be.
No.
Okay, just protect your wiring, like even more.
Right.
I would say, yeah.
Or ant poison.
Yeah, that'd be.
Ant-proof plastic. I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know.
Anyway. Someone should question Adam.
Yes.
Don't
shall I? I know.
Yeah, move on.
Yeah, let's move on swiftly on. From the Times on page 5. Now, I don't know where you stand with this because it says, a study shows, alcohol might actually improve your ability to remember things. Now, you know, based on your experience, John, I mean, we've had work drinks and all that stuff. How does that fare?
I would say, and I'm not a scientist, but
right,
I would say that's balls.
Okay.
In my experience.
Okay.
And the older you get, the fewer you need to drink in order to forget anything that's happened. I mean, seriously, one pint now and I can't basically remember the night before. And that's shocking, isn't it?
That's weird.
That's what happens.
I agree with this because I can remember every pub I've been in.
Yeah, but when I ask you what you did last night often, you go, I don't know. And then because you usually wake up slumped round your toilet bowl, having gone unconscious while urinating.
That's a nice sight.
That happened once.
Yeah, well, there you go.
And
you can remember.
But I remembered it.
You haven't remembered all the other times I found you slumped round a toilet bowl.
You just couldn't control it, Acorn.
Why are you finding me there?
Well, you don't even remember that.
Oh, dear. So, yeah, you're kind of debunking.
What do you think? I mean, you know, in your experience.
I remember everything.
Really?
I can't. Whatever. When I drink, yeah, I just can't control
yourself.
Yeah.
Well, I hate it when people use it as an excuse. Like when they go out, get drunk, act like a real idiot, and then the next morning just go, "Did I do that? I can't remember." It's just going. No, honestly, you hit 3 children. No. Obviously, that's not a thing.
No.
I'm worried about you, Con.
Why?
Yeah.
Wait,
I've only seen you hit 2 children.
I haven't hit any children because I always remember what I'm doing.
Okay.
Good. The evidence is interesting there because if you does it mean long term that you remember things when you because the morning after you don't remember anything.
Yeah,
should we be giving Alzheimer's patients whiskey?
Yeah, this is not.
If you want the Alzheimer's patients to remember something that they've done the day before, is what I'm kind of getting from
right,
this.
Right, fine.
Yeah. Which is still beneficial.
I think it's nonsense.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm not a scientist.
Yeah.
I just have the evidence of my own life to fall back on.
Just bleak evidence.
It is bleak. Yeah, it is.
So I've got a question for you, John.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a dog?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think you're happy?
No.
So again, you've totally debunked this stuff. I'm all about the studies and the facts today,
you
I tell
are.
You.
Very good.
I know. Well, basically, this study found that dog owners are much more happier in life than people without a dog.
Not when the bloody thing scratches the door you've had painted recently. That's not what I'm not happy about that,
oh,
frankly.
So,
imagine how much of a nightmare you'd be without a dog.
Yeah, imagine that.
That's the thing.
Yeah. Oh,
no, but that keeps you on the straight and narrow.
So dogs, just make.
Dog owners are happier in life.
Why?
It shows. I don't know. Just
because they got a dog. Yeah. I really want a dog. But yeah, I can't have one.
My dog.
Can I?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have a dog, but I woke up this morning feeling quite content. I must say.
Did you? Why?
Yeah. I don't know.
Because you didn't have to get up and feed the dog.
Yeah.
Or lie in.
You didn't scratch the hell out of your dog.
You didn't have to go for a walk.
Exactly. I could lie in this morning. Yeah. I didn't have to like sort its food out or anything. Yeah. But yeah. So you know, you're not quite happy with your dog.
Well,
I'll be
naughty dog, bad dog.
Yeah, bad dog.
But anyway, all right. Look, we're out of time.
Oh.
Shuffle's just a message, by the way, to bring that right. Is this why producer Dave is in today? Because Love Island has finished. Has he been doing his own student Love Island in the back of his van?
Oh,
yes, Shuffle is the answer. Is the answer to that?
You're better than that, Shuffle.
He's not. Right. So
you're better than John.
Yeah, that's fair. Good. Thank you, Candy. Can do. You've got a can do attitude.
Wicked.
It's Candice, like Hunger Games.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. That was a diversity paper review. Reminders of your diversity?
Brown female.
Thank you. In the next bit of the programme, we'll be bringing you guest action as Glenn Moore and Matt Stevens, comedians, are here to flog us something or other that they're working on in the tradition of a PR exercise dressed up as an interview. Also coming on the programme. Well, the big debate at 3 o'clock. Work experience punditry, as Fraser is in to review music for us. There's a Kickstarter. We'll help a Kickstarter project by giving it a kick up the arse on the radio. And later, a game of snowflake buckaroo. And a small child will be here to discuss the news with us. That's Toddler Pops. All on the way. Now, the small matter of Headline Hijack, of course, a made-up news story in the forthcoming bulletin. Cornelius, who is today's Headline Hijacker?
Scott.
And where's Scott from?
Scott is from Wigston in Leicester.
Thank you, Scott. Your news lie coming out of Victoria next on Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. The James Whale Show, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
It's the radio show that's not afraid to plumb the deepest depths.
And come up smelling of roses, driving you up the wall and around a U-bend with outspoken opinions and a bucket full of breaking news. The James Whale Show, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
Are you watching? Are you watching? Are you watching every game? Are you watching every game? Are you watching? Are you watching? Are you watching every game? Are you
every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
To celebrate our new sponsorship of Red Bull Racing, Esso is giving you a chance to feel part of the team. Fill up at any Esso station before the end of August, and you could find yourself trackside with the Red Bull Racing team at a selected race this season. Esso and Red Bull Racing, the new fast.
Terms apply. See esso.co.uk for details.
The Dictionary of Driving by Mazda. Today, the letter B. B is for beauticality. When something has both beauty and practicality, you sometimes have to choose between the two, especially when searching for a company car. But with award-winning design and outstanding fuel efficiency, premium specification and excellent driving dynamics, Mazda fleet cars have beauticality covered. So you can have the best of both worlds. Search Mazda fleet to find out more. Mazda. drive together.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At precisely 2 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, NHS England vacancies are on the rise. Charlie Gard's parents go back to court and the Mini is going electric.
Talk Radio.
New figures show the number of advertised full-time jobs at the NHS in England have gone up by around 16% in a year. There were just over 30,000 vacancies in March. That compares to around 26,500 in 2016. Josie Irwin, Head of Employment Relations at the Royal College of Nursing, says the NHS is at tipping point.
It's only getting by because of the goodwill of nursing staff who stay and work hundreds of extra hours a year, and there will come a crunch point when that's no longer sustainable, and we believe that's really very close indeed.
Charlie Gard's parents are returning to the High Court this afternoon to request permission to take him home to die. Yesterday, Chris Gard and Connie Yates ended their legal battle for him to go to the US for treatment, saying time had run out. Laura Perrins, the co-editor of The Conservative Woman, has told Talk Radio in most cases, parents should have the final say.
Ultimately, I think I am relieved that they feel that they ultimately have made the decision to withdraw life support and it's not the doctors doing that against their wishes. That we should be relieved at that.
A man who battered his girlfriend's young son to death for losing a trainer has been jailed for life. 39-year-old Marvin Ian Acho will serve at least 18 years in prison for murdering 5-year-old Alex Malcolm in southeast London last November. Google is going to start showing SOS alerts and search and map results. News stories and emergency phone numbers will appear when people search for locations which are experiencing a crisis or a disaster. The tech giant also says anyone near the area may get notifications with information on their smartphones. And a fully electric version of the Mini is going to be built at BMW's plant at Cowley near Oxford. It'll go into production in 2019. BMW expects electrified vehicles to amount for between 15% and 25% of sales by 2025.
Thank you very much, Victoria.
It's okay.
That was the news, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, great. Now, in time, Victoria will be back with bonus news. Her bulletins, as you'll just have noticed, as you'll just have spotted.
That's not horrible.
Cornelius sat to say spotted with a mouthful of lunch. Anyway, Victoria's bonus news will be here today. The bulletins are shorter than they used to be, and so the time must be made up for she gets paid the same. Hence, bonus news. Today, vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
Yep, animal, vegetable, or mineral on consecutive days. Today, vegetable news. Have you...
Or the monthly fungus.
Have you started and begun to research today's vegetable news?
No.
Okay. So anyway, that's at about 3:30.
Can I do the weather now?
Yeah.
Come on then.
Weather news.
Cool and cloudy in the east, sunny and warm in the west. Highs are 24 degrees.
Now here's Toby with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Great trade prices could be closer than you think. We're opening new branches across the UK. Find your nearest Selco at selcobw.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillis. The West Ham co-chair David Sullivan has told us their ambition is to win every trophy they compete for this season. The Hammers are widely thought to have had one of the best transfer windows this summer, with striker Javier Hernandez the latest to come in. Sullivan admits it is unlikely, but says they have to be ambitious.
We start the season, and I realise supporters are by nature cautious, but we start the season in 3 trophies, and the ambition is to win those 3 trophies. Any one of them would please the board, but you have to think you can win anything.
Defender Adam Smith has signed a new 4-year contract at Bournemouth, taking him until 2021. Cricket's world governing body is understood to be targeting the 2024 or 2028 Olympics for a return to the Games. It's understood the ICC is hoping the success of the Women's World Cup will be enough to secure a spot for a T20 competition for both men and women. And Great Britain's defending world long jump champion Greg Rutherford won't be at next month's championships in London because of an ankle injury. That's your latest sports news. powered by TalkSport.
And finally, a plane built for the Royal Air Force has been deemed too heavy to fly by its risk assessment after the plane was built using solid lead materials in order to make it more bulletproof. The aircraft, which cost the taxpayer £100 each to build, will now be converted into a canteen at the RAF Air Base in Waddington.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria, there with your news, and Toby with the pre-recorded sport. Next, Glenn Moore, Matt Stevens, flogging something they're doing in Edinburgh. It's a PR exercise dressed up as an interview.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
So, hello, it's Talk Radio in the afternoon, 6 minutes past 2 o'clock. Now, if you have read the Sun newspaper today, you may well have spotted an advert for Julia Hartley Brewer, who presents mid-mornings here on Talk Radio. So, sort of, listen to Julia Hartley Brewer.
It said, the Queen of Talk Radio.
Yes. And they actually meant the Führer, but that's what she's got. It's also underneath an article about how to have sex in cars, I've noticed. Have you seen that? That's where it is?
Yeah.
Which led us to think that an advert for Paul Ross would have been more appropriate, given, you know, Paul Ross. However, we haven't got an advert, and if she's the Queen of Talk Radio, we do need a strap line for the eventuality that we do have one in the future.
Because Ian had an advert as well.
Ian Lee had an advert as well. I think Paul had one as well. Mm. Sam Delaney and so on. So, you know, we haven't, but that's fine.
Yet.
Yep. So suggestions, please, today on what our strap line should be for this show's newspaper advert in the Sun. Which may or may not happen. Cornelius, what have you got there?
I was thinking it should say, John Holmes.
Yes.
Impressive considering the budget.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be true, so, because it's unimpressive in many ways. But good start.
Yeah, but considering the budget.
Yeah, well, I suppose.
Of £0 and zero pence.
Including your wages.
Yeah. Yes.
It takes about 20 listens to get it. Is that fair?
Well, is that your strap line?
Yeah. John Holmes on Talk Radio. It takes about 20 listens. That'd be fair, yeah. Anyway, we're going to take your suggestions on that. 87222.
Start your message with a word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Any more while you're there?
John Holmes.
Yep.
Now we've added Marta.
Good, yeah. Marta there through the glass pushing the buttons. John Holmes. At least it's not Scott Mills. Right, your suggestion is very welcome, but now time for today's PR exercise dressed up as an interview. A semi-endless parade of comedians desperately trying to flog their wares. That's what it is. Today, it's only Glenn Moore and Matt Stevens. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello. Hello there. So let's get it out of the way early on.
Yeah.
What are you flogging?
For the common cold.
Yeah. bring it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lie, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes, that's right. So what are you flogging?
We're flogging our Edinburgh Fringe show.
Yep.
We're a double act. We're a sketch comedy double act called Thunderbards.
Yeah, that's right.
And we've got a show called Fawned, because it is our 1, 2, 3 Fawned show.
Yes.
That we've ever taken up. And we're doing it next week.
Yeah.
So Talk Radio have very kindly let us come on last Sunday, today and tomorrow.
That's pretty good.
To talk about our show. Yeah. So
just
really,
a certain amount of...
They're not paying us, but we're being charged rent.
Yeah, I mean, you've... That sort of smacks of, I don't know, favouritism? I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you sort of managed to talk to several producers separately, and everyone's gone, oh yeah, we'll talk to them, and then it's now sort of coalesced?
It's come crashing down around my head. It's like the end of Scarface. Like, there's no way I'm getting out of this alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, you've talked about this already on Talk Radio, so there's no point.
Well, but we would like to.
Okay.
Yeah. I think the entertainment and comedy management company Avalon would really like us to talk about it. We're trying to do the most sort of fast paced, joke packed sketch show we sort of possibly could.
Yep.
Fast paced, joke packed, quick
Synonyms.
What were the buzzwords?
Yeah.
Off kilter. How about that?
Off kilter's good. Off the wall.
Do you pull
off
the
beat?
Do you pull the rug out from under anything?
Regularly.
Yeah.
So many rugs.
Yeah, and just constantly, just your feet just being slipping away the whole time. Yeah. It's like, I thought I really got a good grip on that rug, but no.
Now, Glenn, I have worked with before.
Mm.
Not you, Matt, though.
No, not me.
But and I found him a pain in the arse. So, what about yourself?
Well, the show has been 6 months of hell in a room with Len, and just another week of just utter misery, and then we can sort of just start to put the whole terrible episode behind us.
Yeah.
This is the final step of the 10-step program. Is actually then performance. It's like you have the sort of like denial, regret, acceptance, all that sort of stuff, and then performance is the final one. And then and that's it. We just cut off all ties with each other.
So when I worked with Glenn, then right, he would read the news. He was, for regular listeners here, Victoria. He was our Victoria on Radio X. Over in a distant time and place, what fun we had, didn't we, on the Saturday and Sunday mornings, Glenn?
We did, and I've just noticed a sheet in front of me for Headline Hijack.
Yes,
a feature which was, I think, illegal.
And still is.
Yeah. So I'm glad you've got the opportunity to have that back again.
Yeah, I mean, we went through several legal loopholes here and there.
Yeah.
In order to broadcast lies as actual news to the
nation.
We've
got much better lawyers here.
But I remember the last time I sort of read a news bulletin on your show back there was when Donald Trump promised to bring back waterboarding, and so you then waterboarded me during the news.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I lay you down.
Somebody actually tweeted us earlier and said, can you finish off the job?
What, kill me?
Waterboarding then, because you weren't as effective.
What an incredible callback that would have been.
Yeah. But also, like, I was reading the news. I was giving you the information that waterboarding would bring you anyway.
Yeah. I just wanted to waterboard you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, we made you stand on the desk and read the news at one point as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
What fun those days. Yeah. It's great to be back.
Yeah. And Matt, anyone ever waterboarded you?
Only Glenn. Again, for the last 6 months of utter hell.
Yes, again, that's the seventh step.
Do you two then, because obviously you both perform separately as well.
Mm.
So, you know, is there a sort of, when you go off and do that, do you have that bitter rivalry, just looking at what the other one is doing before you come back together as a double act, Matt? Is that, you know, because, you know, do you read the other one's reviews?
No. I just don't have enough interest in.
Cool. Yeah.
No, Glenn's doing really well. Glenn does so loads of really cool, interesting things around the UK, and I get to go abroad more. Not too Broadmoor.
I mean, that's another step on the programme.
I have fun going to other countries and making no money. Glenn makes money in this country. So
what do you do in other countries?
I'd take an improv show, improvised comedy show. I just go around the world doing that, basically.
Do you just pick somewhere you want to go and think, well, that'll do?
I swear
you're in New York all the time.
Yeah, I was in New York last month. Just pick places that sound like fun, talk to people who run theatres over there and try and get ourselves shows. Yeah. Good fun.
So in terms of, because you write for children's television as well?
We write for a kids' TV show together. Yeah.
Which one's that?
It's called Scrambled.
Scrambled. Mm. Yeah.
So my friend presents that.
Which one?
Luke.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Very good friends.
Producer Dave.
I used to be in a double act with Luke back in the day.
Really?
True story.
This is news to us. Yeah. But yeah, it's good fun writing sketch comedy for
Dave, stop joining in. It's not about you. Right, so carry on.
It's nice writing jokes for kids. I mean, like, I remember when we got approached about the job, we were really both flattered and offended because they were sort of like, look, guys, we've heard you on the radio and stuff. We really, really sort of enjoyed your stuff. Those jokes you spent ages working on, perfect for a child.
But that's good. It means it's not offensive.
Yeah.
People take offence so easily these days.
Yeah, absolutely.
On anything. So at least there's that.
Yeah, so it's good fun. It's good fun.
I used to write horrible histories. So hence the question I asked this about the thing. Mm. Yeah, I did that, like the first five series or something, till I really ran out of jokes about Vikings. I mean, I had nothing left in me about Romans or Vikings or anything else. But what was interesting, series one of Horrible Histories, we spent a lot of time having people's heads cut off and blood going everywhere and everything else. And I remember there was a meeting that just said, can you really tone that down a bit? And the complaints hadn't come in from the children, who loved it. It was just that executives thought that heads coming off and people throwing poo out of windows, like the Tudors used to do, for children, was too much. But it turned out they were the bits they liked most.
Kids love that.
They love that stuff. So it's actually quite good to write for kids, I think, because you can sort of get away with cartoony sort of nasty stuff.
I don't think we've ever really tried violence.
try it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's probably written
to get our way.
Yeah. Some of the most like immature and puerile stuff has come on the kids' show, but then it's also started to seep into this year's show as well.
A couple of jokes. We were like, should we put this in Thunderbirds this year? And I hope the audience aren't like, is that a joke for children? Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Is it a family friendly show?
No. Well, it's not like it's not family unfriendly.
Yeah,
but we just no.
It's
as long
not
as
aimed
at yeah,
kids.
As long as you can bring your spouse and your however many 14 plus kids.
Yeah,
then that'll be absolutely fine.
14 plus.
I think 14 plus. That's
in
like
age, not in number.
Yeah, you can be sort of young enough. I reckon it would get a 12A certificate in the cinema.
All right.
Yeah.
And in terms of taking, because you're doing your own show as well.
I am. Yeah.
Are you Matt as well?
Or, I am not. I'm having my evenings free.
See, well done.
Yeah. He's got to watch my show every day. Every day.
It's much better. Because you did your last year's one.
That was like my debut one. Yeah.
Yeah. That was your first hour one. Wasn't
that was
it?
My that's first
right.
hour. Yeah.
That's right. And that went well.
It went well. Yeah. In fact, I called it Glengarry Glen Glen.
That's right.
And then the pressure was on this year to have a name that was as Glen based as that, and I don't. It's called The Very Best of Belinda Carlisle. Which I'm still not like confident is legally sound.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Like
Belinda Carlisle knows about it.
She does,
tweeted.
Yeah. Someone grasped me up. Yeah. Someone grasped me up on Twitter.
Is she happy with it?
Well, someone sent her a message and went, have you seen this? And I was sort of thinking, what are you doing? And then she replied going, I'm just hearing about it now. That's all it said. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it'd be good on the night she comes.
Yes, but at the same time, if she comes up and she's like, well, here I am, I'm going to think, I don't know what she looks like. Actually, no, she's got really recognisable features. She hasn't aged at all since the 80s. She looks exactly the same.
So, in terms of people turning up thinking you are Belinda Carlisle, I mean, there's the danger of people coming to a Belinda Carlisle gig.
It says Glenn Moore.
Yeah.
The very best of Belinda Carlisle.
Belinda Carlisle fans aren't going to see your name, if I'm honest. They're going to see...
The way I see it is... What are they going to? Are they going to go running off to all the other Belinda Carlisle shows in Edinburgh? Yeah. They need me as much as I need them. That's the. No, I sort of think there's no way from the way the show is marketed or advertised or anything like that that I think anyone would really necessarily think that it was going to be about Belinda Carlisle. And maybe it is. Maybe it is.
Yeah. Does that mean you haven't written it yet?
We've got to go in about 2 minutes.
Yeah, so you're leaving it a bit late. If I'm honest. And in Edinburgh then, when you go up, because again, we talked to a lot of comedians that are about to do it, of course, because everyone's got something to flog. Mm. But are you flat sharing? What's your stake?
No,
status for the first time we're not staying.
Oh, yeah, Matt's living with his fiance, and I'm apparently not allowed to share a room with him anymore. I'm living with a couple of other comedians up there.
All right.
So we're going to meet up, and it means in the minutes before the show. We can say, what have you been up to this morning?
It'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. A bit of friendly.
Bring small talk into the friendship.
Yeah. Oh. Right, good. Gentlemen, thank you. Because that's all we've got time for.
No, but I really appreciate it.
That was your bit.
Thanks for allowing us to flog.
You know, flog away. Do you want to flog again, date-wise and stuff?
Just, yeah, we're on from the 2nd to the 27th of August with our show Fawned. And we'd love you to come up the Gilded Balloon. And then I'm on at the Tron. From the 3rd to the 27th, every day with the very best of Belinda Carlisle.
Matt, any people just want to come and see you lounging around Edinburgh in the evenings? Where will you be hanging out mostly?
2nd to the 27th in bars around Edinburgh.
Excellent.
To be confirmed.
Good. Thank you very much indeed, chaps. You can just go now. It's fine.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Just
leave. End of that, really. So...
Jan, is the car ready?
door there.
See you, Glenn. See you, Matt.
Bye, chaps. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, they're good for them.
See you, guys.
Right. Thunderbirds. Right, so in the next bit of the programme, here is what is coming up. Toddler Pops is on the way. That's where a tiny child discusses the news and plays a tune on a toy xylophone for you to identify. And, of course, the big debate is at 3 o'clock and work experience punditry. Music today. That's right, Fraser's coming in and he's going to review a week's new music. Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Morning. Sorry, Stevie's a bit poorly, so he won't be coming to nursery today.
OK, thanks for letting us know.
So I brought Max instead. I packed his favourite toy. He normally naps twice a day and loves playing outside.
Like getting your money's worth? Try the spicy chicken snack wrap. Just $1.49 from the McDonald's Saver menu.
from 10:30 a.m. Price of participation may vary.
Landlords, Direct Line guarantees to be other insurers' renewal premiums for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Switch to Direct Line Landlord. New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
TradePoint, we've got everyday low prices on your plastering essentials, like 25 kilogram multi-finish, just £4.68, and 25 kilogram bonding plaster, just £5.97 a bag. Excludes VAT at 20%. TradePoint, trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
Hi, my suitcase hasn't arrived. I've been waiting ages.
Let's check the system. Was a direct flight?
Connecting. I stopped in Bangkok.
And before that?
Well, the Maldives, yes. And Dubai, okay. Barbados. Oh, and that amazing volcano in Bali.
Nicer problems to have. It's a EuroMillions Mega Week. And you could win a thrilling Florida break. And £1 million cash. With 6 UK prizes guaranteed. Get your tickets for Tuesday and Friday's events. EuroMillions. Only from the National Lottery. Game-specific rules available at nationallottery.co.uk. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Motorways are doing okay at the moment, with the exception of the northbound M5. Just before junction 4A for the M42, there were lane closures in place. Try and stop traffic heading further north into roadworks at junction 2 for Oldbury. The northbound A1 looking very slow in Nottinghamshire. It's down to one lane between the five lanes end either near Worksop and Blythe because of emergency repairs. And it's very slow on the A30 through Cornwall on the Hale bypass. It's closed off at the moment at the St Erth roundabout following an accident. I'm Jamie Sirkin.
Right now, BT Infinity comes with our lowest ever standard fibre price. It's £24.99 a month on a 12-month contract, with £59.99 up front. That's a welcome discount of over 25%. You'll get the UK's most powerful Wi-Fi compared to major broadband providers and free access to 5 million Wi-Fi hotspots across the UK. So don't miss our lowest ever fibre price. Join BT today at bt.com/deals.
Discount versus price from month 13. £34.99 per month, 30 gigabytes usage. Prices may change. Terms apply. To verify, see bt.com/smarthub.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, Julia Hartley-Brewer, Ian Lee and so forth from this station have a half-page or third-page adverts in the Sun newspaper over the last few days. We're yet to get one. I imagine because we're so successful, we don't need it. That's probably the thinking. It's not that they don't like it, it's there today. Julia Hartley-Brewer is there. It's in the Sun. It's underneath instructions on how to have sex in a car, which makes us think that perhaps Paul Ross's advert would have been better. But they've gone with Julia Hartley-Brewer. Her strapline is what is it? The queen
of talk radio.
The queen of talk radio.
But talk radio, the genre, not the station.
Yeah, yeah. Just all of it.
Yes,
absolutely.
Worldwide.
So we need a strapline in case we do ever get an advert in the paper. So we're asking you to come up with them today. And it's a lot coming in, Cornelius. I understand.
Yeah. Jeff says, John Holmes, sometimes Dave is in.
Yes. Good.
I like that one.
Yeah.
I'd vote for that one, please.
Dave is in.
No, don't finish it. Don't finish it. Jeff didn't finish it, did he?
No, but
let's not disrespect Jeff.
You did.
Usually.
You're going to hate this one from Shuffle.
Go on.
The John Holmes and Con Mendez show.
That's going. I'm not having that
or
one.
Or Mednes show.
Not having that. John Holmes, the Marmite in a Julia Hartley Brew and Sam Delaney toasty. That's quite nice, isn't it? John Holmes, not that one. Don't Google it. That's coming from Shuffle. That's the other John Holmes, of course.
Alex has tweeted, John Holmes, the finest 1 hour's worth of entertainment stretched over 3 hours.
That's good. he's been generous with the 1 hour, yeah. If I'm honest. But thank you, Alex, for that. That's very good.
So that's the finest half hour.
John Holmes has a much smaller wanger than the porn star. I'm not sure. I'm not sure that's
say wanger sure. on the radio.
I just think we did. So
Stacey's just gone. John Holmes, you're right. She should be better at the news.
And Beth has gone with the John Holmes Show. It's like Marmite. It's like Marmite. I hate it. So thank you very much. Keep those coming in. Of course, strapline for the show, for our advert, our forthcoming, optimistically he said that, advert in the Sun newspaper, 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And now it's time for this week's edition of Toddler Pops.
This is Toddler Pops!
So it's where you get to identify a tune as played on a toy xylophone by a child. Toddler Pops. But before we hear the tune, of course, there's a small matter of what's been going on in Maisie's world this week. She's 7 years old. If you guess the tune, by the way, here's how you get in touch. You can tweet your guest on Twitter, at Talk Radio, of course. Start your message with the hashtag Toddler Pops. If you'd like to do it on text, you can text us on 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. That's right, and then probably put your answer. Now, also, out of all the correct entries, somebody will be getting I correctly guessed the tune played on a toy xylophone by a child on Toddler Pops on Talk Radio in the afternoons, the John Holmes Show, brackets 1-4, close brackets, certificate. It's not actually a certificate, it's a PDF that Cornelius has made that we'll email to you, print it off yourself, write your name on it, but there can be only one and it will be picked at random from all of the correct answers. But before we get round to the tune, let's find out what Maisie's been up to.
Dear Director General of the BBC.
Hi, Maisie, what you doing?
I'm writing a letter to the Director General for the BBC, John. I've discovered a pay gap.
Oh, right, yes, no, I do know about this.
I thought Baby Gap was a clothes shop for toddlers, but now it turns out it's the latest inequality horror.
Well, yes, I'd seen some of the top women broadcasters have written to the Director General about pay discrepancies.
Exactly, John. And I'm spearheading the child one. All those babies in TV medical dramas pretending they've just been born. Are they on the same as Charlie Fairweather? No, they're not.
Right.
Children on CBBC programmes. Are they on the same as Chris Evans? No.
Right.
All those disabled kids on CBeebies, on that thing with Justin Fletcher, are they on what he's on?
I doubt it.
And I'm on the radio, John. Do I get paid?
Well, not as such, no.
So I'm writing a letter. Dear Tony Hall, your organisation is racist against children and disabled children. Give them more money.
Right, but this isn't the BBC.
What?
No, this is Talk Radio. No one gets paid much in this building.
But Edith Bowman.
Yeah, apart from Edith Bowman.
So this letter is pointless.
Well, I mean, for you it is, but you're right to stand up for the rights of children broadcasting everywhere.
But it won't help me.
No.
Oh, screw it then. Let's do a tune.
Thanks, Maisie.
Shut up, John.
So, what was that?
Wow, all right. That's quite a difficult one, isn't it?
I mean,
it's quite a difficult.
I'm going to be very transparent with anyone listening and say I've got the answer written down in front of me on this piece of paper.
Yeah,
and I don't know what that was.
No, that's quite hard, isn't it? I haven't got the answer. No. I'm just talking, that was a difficult one.
Oh.
Have we got it to play again? Can we play it? Let's have another listen to that. Thanks, Maisie.
Shut up, John.
Right, OK.
What we'll do is we'll play it again, and I will add one lyric.
Oh, just yeah.
Literally one
it's quite,
word.
It's a difficult one, isn't it?
OK, so right. Play it again, it just a clue.
Oh, here we go.
Hey! Victoria's just got it. Yeah.
Really trail off here, though.
Yeah.
This is the first
she's still learning to play, to be fair. Leave her alone. So there
it is. Can you identify that? I mean, frankly, if you can, you deserve a certificate, I'd say. You picked at random. But anyway, your guesses, please. 4 8 7 2 2
Start your message with the word
talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like. It turns out Victoria hasn't got it.
She's got it wrong. Oh, fine. All right, so, get your guesses in. The lines are open. 25p plus your standard network rate for the text, of course. And after the news and so forth, you will find out the answer. And also, out of everybody who got it right, who will get the certificate? All on the way. Also, Fraser's here. He's our work experience. He is going through new music releases for us. And then the big debate at 3. Victoria's bonus news at 3:30. And then a game of Snowflake Buckaroo before 4 o'clock. You're listening to Talk Radio. Victoria's got the news next.
Talk Radio.
The High Court has heard the parents of Charlie Gard's last wish is to take him home to die. It comes just a day after they ended their legal battle for him to go to the US for treatment, saying time had run out. The family's barrister suggested to the judge that hospital bosses are placing obstacles in their way. There's been a 15% rise in the number of unfilled job vacancies in the NHS in England. There were more than 30,000 free posts in March, 4,000 more than the same month last year. Nearly 40% of those are in nursing roles. Louise Irvine is a GP and a member of the National Health Action Party. She says salaries and conditions are contributing to the problem.
The 1% pay cap and the pay freeze has made a real impact. And in fact, for some nurses, it really is not worth it for them to be working in the NHS, and many are leaving. It's not just that, it's conditions, it's the stress of work.
A man who battered his girlfriend's five-year-old son to death for losing a trainer has been jailed for life. Marvin Iheanacho murdered Alex Malcolm in Catford in South East London last November after getting into a rage. The 39-year-old will serve at least 18 years in prison. BMW has announced a fully electric version of the Mini will be produced at its Cowley plant in Oxford. It'll go into production in 2019, and the company expects electrified vehicles to account for as much as a quarter of sales by 2025. And last night's Love Island final was ITV2's most watched show ever. An average audience of 2.6 million tuned in. That's double the number last year. The weather, cool and cloudy in the east, sunny and warm in the west, highs of 24 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria. There's also more in 1 hour when we get bonus news. Today we bring you vegetable news. If it's happening
vegetable news
in the world of vegetables, then you will hear about it here. Victoria, have you begun the research?
No.
Oh.
But I have eaten a lot of carrots today.
Great. Okay, so that's coming up. Don't clap, it's not Steve Wright yesterday. Right, so that's on the way, of course. Fraser is going to be here with new music next. Work experience punditry on the way.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, there we are. That was Victoria with the news. A lot more strap lines coming in for our potential advert in The Sun. It turns out The Sun newspaper are running third of a page adverts for shows on Talk Radio. We are, I think, the only show...
We're patiently waiting, aren't we?
I'm fairly sure we're not on the list. But it doesn't matter, because if we ever get on that list, along with Ian Lee and Julie Hartley-Brewer, Paul Ross and so forth, then we need a strap line for it, of course, and you're supplying them this afternoon. Julie Hartley-Brewer had the Queen of Talk Radio for hers. So we've got what so far, Cornelius? What else is coming in?
This one is from Paul, who says, "The John Holmes Show. You'll wish it was as short as him." Clarkie right. says, "The Victoria and Friends show featuring John Holmes rehashing old jokes about a chimp and a bear."
Yep.
Good luck listening.
There's no bear.
No, it's not a bear.
It's just
it's
a chimp. There's never been a bear.
That was actually Dave's suggestion, which was just John Holmes, but it wasn't a bear.
It wasn't a bear. It's not a bear. It's a chimpanzee, but it's called Bear. Yeah. And it's this is from the programme BJ and the Bear. Are you aware of this phrase? I don't know whether you were. There was a program. You're too young.
Yeah.
There was a program called BJ and the Bear about a trucker called BJ McKay, played by the actor Graham Heavy. And he had his sidekick, if you like, his friend, his best friend, Bear,
famously.
Was called Bear.
his best friend Bear.
Yeah.
But what was funny about it, and here's where it's clever, it wasn't a bear.
Oh, no way.
It was a chimpanzee.
Gosh.
Called Bear.
Oh,
and from
name.
And from thence hither, the humour arose. So just to be clear, I'm not sure you get it.
No, it's fine, honestly.
No, I don't think you do.
Okay.
No, there's a bit, it's not, it's
don't
called,
say okay.
It's called BJ and the Bear, but it wasn't a bear, it was a chimpanzee. Anyway, just to be clear on that.
Hannah says, John Holmes, Ian Lee says he likes it.
That'll do. Right, okay, keep those strap lines for our new advert that we may never get. Coming in, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with anybody you like.
Anywhere you like.
This is Toya Cops!
Right, just before the news then, of course, Maisie had a little chat with us and then played a tune on a toy xylophone. Your job was to guess the tune. That was quite difficult, I think, today. But anyway, let's, before we give you the answer, have a little bit of a recap.
All those babies in TV medical dramas pretending they've just been born, are they on the same as Charlie Fairweather? No, they're not.
Right.
Children on CBBC programmes, are they on the same as Chris Evans? No.
Right.
All those disabled kids on CBeebies, on that thing with Justin Fletcher, are they on what he's on?
I doubt it.
And I'm on the radio, John. Do I get paid?
Well, not as such, no.
So I'm writing a letter.
Thanks, Maisie.
Chill out, John.
That was quite a tricky one, I think. But Cornelius has a list of all of the people who got it right. But Cornelius, for some reason,
hang on,
just stepped out of the studio.
Oh, there's no one in the chair, is there?
No. Here he is. Cornelius has a list of all the people that got it right.
Simon Aspinall.
Hey.
There it is. I said it was a tricky one, and indeed it was. A lot of people not getting it right, but there was one, and I'm guessing that Simon Aspinall... There aren't any others. That's it.
Nice.
So I'm guessing who's getting picked at random from all of the correct answers, who's going to get the I guess the tune on Toddler Pops in the Afternoon certificate?
I don't know, I can't find the hat to put all the answers in.
Oh.
Put my hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dave is wearing a hat. That's
hat.
All right.
My hair's a bit... Yeah.
We have to do this, it's the law.
Yeah. Out of all the correct answers, someone picked out of a hat. So it is random, I promise you that. Cornelius now picking...
Just folding it so I can't see any of the entrants when I...
Yeah. Who's it going to be? Who's it going to be getting the certificate? It's not even a certificate. It's a PDF that we email to you. Print it off yourself. Write your own name on it.
And the winner is...
Yeah.
Simon Aspinall!
Simon Aspinall, well done! You've got the I guess the tune on the Toddler Pops on the radio, 1 till 4 in the afternoon, weekday, close, open a bracket, close the bracket again without anything in it, certificate, PDF thing. And, of course, the easy answer to the what the tune was, well, it was, of course, this. It's of Monsters and Men, Little Talks. Of course it is. Everybody knew. Just couldn't be bothered to send the answer in. Right, it's time for today's work experience. Punditry and, Fraser's here. Dragging our work experiences out of the office and putting them in front of the microphone. That's what we do. Fraser is here, as I say. Today we're doing new music, aren't we, Fraser?
Yes, we are.
So let's squeeze one in before traffic and travel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, why the hell? Sure. Why the hell not? Eh? Let's live on the edge.
Okay.
Right.
So the first tune which I reviewed this week was called Imagination by Face, who you probably haven't heard of.
Face.
Yeah. As in like your face.
Right. Your face.
Yeah, well, not anybody.
My face.
Your
mum's face.
Yeah, all right. it's a relatively new band. They released an EP last year called Fear, in which the title track of which definitely gained a fair bit of traction. Go and check that out as well. It's really good. However, their newest offering, Imagination, is actually a step up for me. I really, really like it.
Right.
And let's have a clip. Let's have it. You are and this time. Every time I close my eyes, I wake up and I realize it's you. I said, hey, little girl, what's the matter with your father? Let's be wild for a while. Let's make waves across the water. People say what they say. They just need imagination. I like that.
Yeah, I really like that.
If you had to say, it sounded like a particular band.
Yes, it did.
What band would you say?
I was listening to it desperately, trying to think what it sounded like, and there wasn't quite enough of it for me to get that.
Yeah, but sure, that's fair enough. I mean, for me, it smacks of the Killers, like their first album.
Yeah, all right.
In particular,
yeah.
Particularly because of the vocalist.
Yeah,
I think he just sounds a lot like Brandon Flowers, to be honest. And it's a little bit less synthy than the Killers stuff, but. And a bit more rocky, so I think it's their style is very much their own kind of thing. I think the chorus is great; it's really, really catchy. I'm also lucky enough to actually know the guitarist in this band.
Oh, is this? Cool. Oh, I see why you're bringing.
No, not at all. Literally,
you're just so lucky. I think he's the lucky one, mate.
Well, everyone has access to this many listener.
Right. We done? We finished now?
Yeah, go on, carry on.
Are you the guitarist in this band?
No, he's the lead singer. That's how he knows him.
Wow, he's just great. No, not at all. Anyway, I know the guitarist. He's an absolutely outstanding musician. And for me, that's a kind of a good indicator for the level of musicianship in this band.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, actually, I think they'll probably hit it off within the next 3 years. I think they'll be a household name.
Okay, so how long did you say they've been for? When did they form?
Well, they released their first EP last year, so not too long, I guess. It's probably like a year and a bit, year and a half maybe. Yeah.
And what's current status of band? I mean, they're signed,
they're
touring.
I'm pretty sure they're signed, yeah. And I don't know about tours, actually. That's a good point. But seeing as they've just released that latest single, Imagination, they're probably looking to do to back it up with some gigs, I expect. So go and check them out on Facebook.
Have you told the guitarist from Face that you are reviewing his song on this radio station?
I have.
Is he listening?
He said he would.
What's his name?
Jack Conroy.
You owe Fraser big time now, because the three people listening may well have be liking that, that makes all the difference.
Well, you like it, John.
So, I do like it. I did like it, and that's before I even knew about the nepotism angle.
Exactly. There we go.
And Shuffle likes it as well. It's shocking. Something decent on the music review. Really like that. We've come a long way from Mo Bounce, which was
previous.
That sounds great.
Anyway, look, good. We do like that. Thank you. What other members of your immediate family and or friendship group are we reviewing next?
Shania Twain.
Oh, okay.
Who's, of course, my aunt.
All right, we'll be doing that next. It's Work Experience Punditry on Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Once upon a time, there was a magical place where you could hear tall tales of beastly boys, ghastly girls, and really awful adults. Story Hour with David Walliams on Talk Radio, in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. Every Sunday afternoon from 3, join Britain's best-selling storyteller as he reads from a selection of his brilliant children's books.
Goodbye, ranky-danky rhubarb! Good riddance!
Story Hour with David Walliams on Talk Radio, in association with HarperCollins Children's Books.
All right, Merce. You know I've changed my Sky Sports fantasy football formation to 2-6-3.
Is that allowed?
No, it doesn't even add up. But I'm in your head now. You were never much cop as a manager, were you? Walsall didn't exactly hit the height. Why put yourself through it all again?
Go
up my head, you mind-bender.
Go head-to-head with your mates in our prize leagues. Let the mind games begin. Download the free Sky Sports Fantasy Football app now. 18 plus, terms and conditions apply.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In July, we've got a 10-litre tub of white Dulux Trade Supermat for only $26.95 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
When I decided to teach, I had a lot of worries. Am I going to be good enough?
Am I going to be able to control a class?
But I had an absolutely brilliant mentor who really developed my confidence.
She was everything I kind of aspire to be.
He was the backbone of my training.
It makes a massive difference having people on your side.
I wouldn't be doing anything else. It's the best job in the world.
I chose to teach.
As a trainee teacher, you'll get great support, including a mentor to build your confidence. Apply now to train in September. Search Apply to Teach.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
First of all, then to the M5 heading northbound through Worcestershire. Lanes closed and slow traffic all due to a broken down car as you move around Junction 5 for Droitwich through towards 4A for the M42. Lane 1 of 4 currently out of action through there. In Somerset, the M5 southbound's also got a lane closed and a broken down vehicle. That's as you move between Junction 24 for Bridgewater South through towards Junction 25 for Taunton. The A23 Marketfield Way as well in both directions through Redhill. Slow traffic following an accident heading between the Belfry roundabout and the station's roundabout road reopened there. I'm Andy Broxton.
Right now, BT Infinity comes with our lowest ever standard fibre price. It's $24.99 a month on a 12-month contract, with $59.99 up front. That's a welcome discount of over 25%. You'll get the UK's most powerful Wi-Fi compared to major broadband providers and free access to 5 million Wi-Fi hotspots across the UK. So don't miss our lowest ever fibre price. Join BT today at bt.com/deals.
Discount versus price from month 13. $34.99 per month, 30 gigabytes usage. Prices may change. Terms apply. To verify, see bt.com/smarthub.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Eggs and bacon, toast and jam, a rock and a hard place. It's the Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with a twist. Fancy a big breakfast without the small talk? Join me, Paul Ross, and Carol Malone for a bowl full of brilliant brekkie banter. All that and music news, plus, you all know him, Citizen Khan joins us live.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So the government are talking about abolishing leasehold on new build houses. Of course, this is a set of unfair charges on the homeowner. It's been a problem. There are about 1 million homes in Britain that have the leaseholds owned by a company that have to be paid in ground rent by the homeowner, as opposed to the freehold houses. Of course, it's a bit of a financial scandal waiting to happen. The government have said they're going to clamp down on it. That's in the news. Jared Kushner, of course, said he did not collude with Russia, and neither did anybody he knows. He is on the way to a Senate Intelligence Committee meeting.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. BMW electric cars, you heard that with Victoria in the news as well. They're going to bring out an all-electric Mini. BMW. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Right.
That's going to happen.
Yeah, it actually is going to happen.
Oh,
right, yeah. But the news is very complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around
it. A lot of people can't, Cornelius. It's all right. We're here to help because we take the news and we analyse it using short form Oriental verse. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables again. It's the news in haikus.
New build leaseholds no longer have ground to stand on, which is ironic.
See? The news in haiku.
The winner to Toddler Pops has just DM'd me his email, but he said, I have already won, so I've just told him to print off the certificate again.
Oh, he won another time, did he?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, doesn't need the new one. Well done, Simon. So Fraser's with us. Hi, Fraser.
Hello.
We're reviewing new music. Fraser's our work experience. We've told him this is a leg up into the industry, that all-important first rung on the media job ladder. That's why we've given him... Well, put him front and centre, really, to review the music for us. That's what we do with all of our work experiences. It's all a lie. The truth of it is that we don't have to pay them because they're free. So, Fraser, we've talked about your mate's band. Right. Where are we going next?
Massively demeaning. We're going to Shania Twain.
Shania, your aunt, and, yes?
Yes, of course, who, another of my close family. Yeah. Who I didn't really know she was still going, to be honest.
Well, did she come back? I mean, because she's been absent from the music scene for a while, hasn't she? She's not,
I don't even know if it's that, to be honest, because she got so big in, was it the early noughties, I think, with Up, I think the album was.
And yeah, loads Come of On good, Over.
Just brilliant songs on it. Since then, I haven't really bothered with Shania Twain because, you know, that I think that's kind of her, that was her peak. And yeah. I did kind of forget that artists do still try and have careers after they've peaked.
Yeah. Not to be confused with Shania Twain, of course, which is something very different and is sort of tribute act of oppressed women. Mm,
great. anyway.
Man, I feel like an oppressed woman. That's one of the words, I think.
Don't know any of the Shania Twain songs.
I'm struggling, if I'm honest.
No, do I actually.
Yeah. There we go. Anyway, so she's back.
Yeah, she is. She is back with an attempt to kind of fit in with the modern music scene, and it's not particularly successful, in my opinion.
Oh, right.
Yeah, her latest offering is called "Poor Me." It's a bit of a change of pace from her older stuff. Let's play a clip, and you know what I mean.
Let's have a clip.
Yeah.
He never told me how long I'd be living in the dark. No one turned the light on. I fell and broke my heart.
That don't oppressor me much.
Very good.
Oh!
Good.
That's good, isn't it?
Very good. Yeah.
I'm thrilled with that.
I think we can end the show early now.
Yeah. Good day.
Show's off, everyone.
But you're right. That was no old school Shania, was it? That was
it's just rubbish. Is what it was.
You know, where was the
exactly. That's all I want. I just want to shamelessly dance and, you know, feel a bit weird. Listen to Shania Twain, and that just made me want to switch it off, to be honest. It's just boring. It's a boring song.
It is a boring song.
I think the guitar riff reminds me of the XX, actually, one of their songs, and it's actually also eerily similar to a Chainsmokers track called "Don't Let Me Down." It's almost exactly the same. So
Because I'm not a fan of the XX particularly, because I find them a bit meandering and dull.
Yeah, fair enough.
Ditto Chainsmokers.
Yeah, well, there we go. So I mean, that sums up, you know, it's like, why would you try and copy that? Why would you try and copy something which just isn't interesting?
Just do your old stuff.
Yeah.
No, she used to be produced by Mutt Lange, is that right? Who was the producer of Def Leppard.
Okay.
And that sounds to me like he might have left. That was far removed from Def Leppard. Def Leppard had the key snare sound, which I think Mutt Lange was responsible for, that sounded like a rhino knocking a wall down. I mean, that was an impressive bit of snare drumming. Compressed within an inch of its life. None of that there.
No, none of it at all.
Stopped working with Mutt Lange in 2010 when she divorced him.
There we go. I think she should get back with him.
Or just get back with the snare drum, at least.
There we go. All right, well, okay, fine.
Yeah, I guess what I'm trying to say is that it's not overly original in terms of style. I mean, it's original for Shania Twain, certainly, but she's treading ground which has already been trod by other bands to a better degree. So
that's not what we want Shania Twain for.
I think that she should just stick to making the country pop tunes that she's well known for. Like you say, Man, I Feel Like an Oppressed Woman.
Yeah.
Forever and For Always.
Yeah.
Up. Actually, no, I think Up might be one of my favourite songs by her. That's just a side note. Yeah, I mean, I don't know why it's kind of seen as a bad thing to sometimes like Shania Twain. It's
no,
a little bit,
I won't have it.
I don't know. Certainly in my social circles, you kind of have to whisper it.
Yeah.
Not say it too
the Mutlang era, we'll call it that.
Yeah,
just keep it to yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
You
don't
have to tell people.
Oh, no, I don't.
It's a great conversation opener.
I see.
Yeah. Two pints, please, mate. Love Shania Twain.
That's where I've been going wrong, clearly. Anyway.
Good,
anyway.
All right, okay, yeah. That's that done. Next.
So next we have Dornick. And he's got a new song called God Knows. And I knew nothing about this artist, actually.
Dornick.
So the reason for his name, actually, is
he's a bouncer.
His mum was called Dorothy, and his dad was called...
Nick?
Alus.
Jeremiah. No, it was Nick. It was Nick.
Dora Meyer is a stupid name.
I knew literally nothing about him until I saw he'd released his new song, so I thought I'd check it out. And it turns out his music is actually really up my street, so I really enjoyed it. But we can have a listen.
It's all right, you don't have to. Since you came to find me on my own, make love in the bathroom, then it's goodbye on the train. Didn't care less about me.
You know who that reminds me of?
Michael Jackson.
No. Oh, yeah.
That's really interesting, actually. But yeah,
I was going to say Friendly Fires. Mm.
Michael Jackson.
Singing over a Friendly Fires instrumental.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's really funny, actually, because his vocal style is often being compared to Michael Jackson.
That's what it sounded like.
But it's just less vibrato-y, you know, less all that stuff. Yeah, that's my. That's on live radio.
I like the way he's taken his parents' names though and done
yeah,
that.
No, that's cool. That's
and
cool.
Called himself. If we all did that, to form a band, Cornelius, your mum's called Jackie, and your daddy's called
Stuart.
Jackie Stuart.
There we go. There we go. So
that sort of works brilliantly. So. Well done. What about you,
Dave?
Fraser? What about you?
Fraser, go on.
It's nothing could top Jackie Stewart, to be honest. My mum's called Carol. Yeah. My dad's called Mark. So I guess...
Karl Marx.
Karl Marx.
Dave?
Mike and Judith.
Oh, Mikeith. I mean, that's not good enough.
No.
Mike and Judith.
Yeah.
I met Mike last week.
Thanks. good input. My parents are called Dorothy and Les, so I've got a door Les.
Les Dawson.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are Les Dawson. That's very good.
Yay!
I mean, this is some of the
this is great.
This is some of the
yeah,
finest.
Send us your music, ones. 83936. Wrong text number.
83936.
We haven't used that for nearly 2 years.
That's the
I don't often say the number.
I know, clearly. Surprised you just read your own phone number out.
87222, start your message with the word talk.
839.
Unless you want to get in touch with Dan O'Connell.
Or simply send it to 83936, where Radio X will be grateful, I'm sure, for your.
Dan O'Connell will love that.
In the afternoons. I mean, you won't be able to read them out because you're not allowed to do anything, but you know, that's fine. So thank you.
I didn't even talk about the song, but it's great.
Oh, that's fine. No, you didn't. We don't have time. Anyway, you like it.
I like it.
I didn't.
Yeah. There we go. Sorted.
Just very briefly though, who is he? He's a new artist.
It was actually Jesse Ware's touring drummer. I don't know if you know Jesse Ware, but I didn't know Jesse Ware until I read that. So he's a drummer by trade and also a songwriter. He's really good. Reminds me of The Weeknd, actually, some of his stuff. I think the vocal looks great. Production is really good. I just love it. So yeah, go and listen to it.
What'd you get up to on The Weeknd?
That's very good because I mentioned The Weeknd.
So. Yeah, you said it reminded you of it.
I see.
Well, he did some dirgy pop. right. Fraser, thank you. In all truth, though, I liked your mate's guitar band.
Oh, that's great.
The song the best that's there. Great. So I think we can all agree on that. Remind us what they were called?
Face.
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 Imagination.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome,
Fraser. Right, that's work experience punditry, that is. In the next bit of the programme, we will be bringing you the big debate. After 3 o'clock, there will be us reaching a helping hand out of the radio to help someone with a Kickstarter project. That's going to happen as well. And Snowflake Buckaroo, of course, our game based on Buckaroo with a donkey, but without a donkey. And instead, with a millennial. Snowflake Buckaroo, before 4 o'clock. Talk Radio in the afternoons. We'll do the news next.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
I used to work in a call centre. Every weekend, instead of being with my man, lost in conversation, I was with customers who'd lost their internet connection. But now I drive with Uber, so I only work weekends when I feel like it.
Oh, the football's on this weekend.
Like this weekend.
Work or not, at the touch of a button. Find out more at uber.com/driveuk. Uber, where to?
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
Back a bit. No. Forward. A bit more. Now, back. Forward. Wait. Forward.
At Valence, we can't help you get your van into the tightest spaces, but our award-winning EcoFit Pure Boilers with their rear flue option are designed to easily fit into small cupboards. And a boiler and flue pack costs from just £750 plus 20% VAT. Valence, with you all the way. Just search Valence EcoFit for more.
Back a bit. Perfect.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
At 3 o'clock, good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, parents want to take Charlie home. Jail for man who killed boy over lost shoe. And can you buy happiness?
Talk Radio.
Charlie Gard's mother is back in the High Court today in a dispute with Great Ormond Street about his end-of-life care. The 11-month-old's parents want to be able to take him home to die, not at hospital. Great Ormond Street says it wants to fulfil their last desire, but their lawyer has accused the hospital of placing obstacles in their way. A man has been jailed for at least 18 years for losing his temper and killing his girlfriend's 5-year-old son, all because the boy had lost a shoe in a park. A 39-year-old then tried to cover up the attack on Alex Malcolm in South East London in November. Alex's mother, Lily Breha, has paid tribute to him.
He was so shy and very polite. He would always say, like, "Mommy, thank you." It's like, "I love you, Mommy." He would always compliment me as well. He was just perfect.
There's a warning about the staffing crisis in the NHS in England, as figures show the number of unfilled jobs has risen by 15% in a year. There were 30,000 vacancies in March. That's 4,000 more than the same time last year. Ministers are planning to ban leaseholds on new-build houses in England. It'll mean an end to agreements where you own the building itself, but not the land it stands on, and can result in thousands in charges. A new research suggests you might be able to buy happiness. A study claims people who buy time by hiring others to do things they don't like doing, like household chores, have greater life satisfaction. Michael Plant, a philosopher researching happiness at the University of Oxford, has told Talk Radio it makes sense.
There are things you don't like spending your time on. Pay someone else to do them. That frees up time scarcity, which seems to be a growing phenomenon. The world is becoming wealthier, but we feel like we've got less and less time. So that would seem like a better thing to do with your money than spending it on stuff if your basic material needs are met.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cool and cloudy in the east, sunny and warm in the west, highs of 24 degrees.
There is more news on the way. Victoria has bonus news for us today. That's what she brings us at 3:30 on a daily basis. And today, animal news, vegetable news, mineral news, occasionally fungus news. But today it's vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
It's there to make the time up because the news is shorter than it used
to be. Vegetable news.
Yes, and Victoria gets paid the same. So what is it to be, Victoria? Tease us with vegetables.
I've got a scandal in vegetable news, another one.
Right.
We've had a few.
Yeah.
And this one's pretty juicy.
Is it now? Are you bringing us a juicy vegetable?
Yeah. Well, if you're being a pedant, technically it's a fruit, but...
Will we need the tense music?
No.
Okay.
Good. Right, thank you, Victoria. Here's Toby now with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to click and collect online. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade go.
Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillis. The West Ham co-chairman David Sullivan has told TalkSport their ambition is to win all three competitions they enter this season, including the Premier League. Many feel they've had one of the best transfer windows so far after signing striker Javier Hernandez. The Hammers face Manchester United on the opening day of the season, whose boss Jose Mourinho has talked them up. Sullivan is hopeful they can compete on all fronts.
You had the Man United manager building us up because I think he wants to say we're playing a tough team in our first game. I think we're going to win the title and so on. Yeah. And after Leicester, it's possible. I mean, we start the season in three trophies and the ambition is to win those three trophies.
Monaco are denying they've agreed to sell their young striker Kylian Mbappe to Real Madrid. Reports in Spain this morning claimed they'd accepted a world record £161 million bid for the teenager. And could cricket make a return to the Olympics? It's understood the International Cricket Council will bid for a spot either in 2024 or 2028. It's likely to be a T20 contest with tournaments for both men and women. That's your latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Thank you very much, Toby, with the pre-recording sport. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Big debates on the way.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world. It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty.
So, still on the way, before 4 o'clock, Snowflake Buckaroo, that's on the way. Also, a Kickstarter being given a kick up the arse. We invite those who kickstart, those who crowdsource, onto the show to promote their wares, their hopes and their dreams. Coming up in around 15 to 20 minutes' time. You can get in touch, by the way, if you've got a Kickstarter project you'd like to talk about on the radio. 87222 is
start your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
If this show ever gets an advert in the paper, like what Ian Lees has and Julia Hartley Brewers does and Paul Ross gets sometimes, we will need a strapline for it. Julia Hartley Brewer has got one in the Sun newspaper today. The strapline is the Queen of Talk Radio.
I thought she was the Queen of Brexit.
No, it's Talk Radio as well. So we need some strap lines. Should we ever get an advert? A lot been coming in. Cornelius, what have you got?
Yes, Jeremy says, listen to John Holmes and double the listeners. This one's from Sarah, who says, John Holmes, the home of mineral news. This one.
These are all big sells for the show, I can see, yeah. Yeah.
John Holmes, filling the Talk Radio vertically challenged quota for the past year and a bit. And this has been a nice one from Sally, who says, John Holmes, congratulations, Chloe, on your engagement.
It's time for the big debate. So, Jeremy Corbyn, then, the student's messiah. He promised so much, didn't he, in the run-up to the election, but over the weekend just gone, he's tried to distance himself. We were talking about this yesterday, of course, from the whole write-off student debt thing. He says he couldn't at the time. he said he'd deal with it, have known the facts, figures and costs. An excuse often used by the real Jesus, of course, when trying to perform his impossible miracles. I will heal the sick. I will deal with the sick, the real Jesus told his followers in the Bible, didn't he? As he, Jesus, founded the NHS by attempting to cast a demon out of a man and into a swine. But then Jesus said afterwards that he hadn't been aware of the cost and the figures of casting a demon out of a man and into a swine, let alone attempting to start the NHS. So he downplayed it. And then after attempting to feed the 5,000 with loaves and fishes, Jesus then admitted that the budget he had to work with, vis-a-vis the ratio of loaves and fishes to people, hadn't really been known to him at the time of the promise. And so it is always the way, isn't it, with those who would purport to lead us. Jesus got away with it all by a whisker. His disciples still believing him for the most part, with only Thomas having his doubts. But Will Corbyn, or has Corbyn, been crucified over it, except by the press rather than the Romans? Anyway, on the line is Talk Radio listener Rolf, who's called in using a telephone number. Good afternoon, Rolf.
Oh, good afternoon, John. Good afternoon. I'm on the radio.
Yes, you are, Rolf. I can confirm that you are on the radio. Very welcome to the radio, Rolf. You're very welcome.
Excellent. It's nice here on the radio. Yes, thank you.
Now, you are a listener to Talk Radio, but you heard me say the word whisker during that, of course. And you've called in because you are very against the idea of whiskers in all forms. Is that right?
That's absolutely right, John. I mean, I don't like them. I mean, there's the obvious reasons. You know, they trap jam and they're favoured by jugglers.
Yeah.
But on top of that, you know, 8 out of 10 cats say quite categorically that they prefer whiskers. Well, that's fine for them, but I'm with the other two cats, John.
Yeah.
I'm with the other two cats that nobody talks about because I stand up for the undercats, which is actually quite easy if you put it on a ladder or a low shelf.
So have you, I mean, let's get just a fact on that. So you have, as a person, as a human person, you have put a ladder under a cat or a shelf under a cat, and you have stood under the cat.
Stood under, because I stand up for the undercat, John.
Good. To be clear, by the way,
underneath of the cat.
Of the cat. To be clear, to anyone confused, we are talking about sort of tactile sensing mammalian hair, as a whiskers, as opposed to people whom whisk. That's just to be clear on that. So if you are you are against it, raindrops and roses, and what on kittens? We've got bright copper kettles all tied up with string, obviously. But what are you going to put on kittens if you're going to put raindrops on roses?
So a kind of a yellow emulsion, I think, looks rather good on a kitten.
Okay. And what about, where do you stand on crisp apple strudels? Should the apple in a strudel be replaced by a kitten? We're talking about a kitten strudel.
Kitten strudel isn't too bad. It can be a bit hairy if you don't shave them first.
Yep.
Goes well with custard.
Yeah, because that's back to the yellow again, of course.
View, I know. It's not a popular view. I know.
It's not a popular. Eating kittens with custard is not popular, but I know they do it, in the north.
Certain parts of Holland.
As well.
Yes.
Let's bring in... Stay with me, Rolf. I want to bring in Bernie. Good afternoon, Bernie.
Hello, Bernie. Hi, it's me, Bernie.
Hello, Bernie. Hello, Bernie. So you are... you're Bernie. You're Bernie?
I'm Bernie, and you're John, right?
That's right. Well done. So now, you're listening to Rolf there. He's Rolf, by the way. I'm John.
That's Rolf, right.
That's Rolf. You're Bernie.
I'm Bernie. Yeah, I'm Bernie. Hello, John. I'm Bernie.
Hello, Bernie.
Rolf.
Good afternoon, Rolf.
I'm Rolf.
Hello, Rolf.
Hello, I'm not Bernie.
Right.
Hello, no, I'm Bernie.
I'm talking to Bernie now. Bernie, you have you've been listening to Rolf there. That's Rolf. Good afternoon, Rolf. And about you are with the other kittens. You're with the 8 kittens, not the 2 kittens. You are in favour of whiskers.
I am. You know, I am deeply in favour of whiskers.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Do you want them do you want them specifically, because obviously whiskers aren't just on kittens. We should be clear about that. They are also on rodents, mice, mouses,
humans,
rats, grandmas, that sort of thing, aren't they? So where, is it all whiskers?
Well, for me, my favourite type of whiskers are the sort that you can save food in for later. What's better than Tupperware?
Yeah, yeah.
So face whiskers tend to be the best kind for that, especially if they progress into more of a beard. But you can keep food for days in there.
Yeah, well, how long would you be prepared to store food in a whisker, in order, and then still eat it in terms of its sell-by date?
That's a tough question, because if it's ginger whiskers, they last longer, you see.
Yeah.
You'll get maybe a week before the odour becomes overpowering, whereas if you've got the sort of old man white whiskers, it's not quite as protective, you see.
Rolf, what if we stored food in the whiskers of a kitten for the humans to eat later?
Oh, that, well, I'd prefer just to eat the strudel straight. You know, I used to be a bearded man,
yeah.
John. I used to be a bearded man, and it would trap comestibles. And over a period of a week, I would find jam, sausage,
yeah,
paella, whelks.
Well, more whelks.
Grass.
Yeah, lasagna. Lasagna at all?
Kittens. Bits of kitten.
Yeah.
all trapped in my beard. And I thought, well, no, just remove it.
Right, it's a blanket ban on whiskers. Should people and animals with whiskers be jailed? Is that what you're calling for?
Well, no, because whiskers make it very easy to escape, John. Everybody escapes by a whisker.
Yeah.
A normal whisker, or sometimes even a gnat's whisker. They're the hardest whiskers to find.
Yeah. But they are the comfiest, aren't they, a gnat's whisker? I mean, if you have, you can buy pillows and duvets now full of gnat's whiskers.
But you need 1,000 of them just to sit down. It's very, very expensive.
Yeah, well, yeah, but you get what you pay for, don't you? I mean, you know, you pay gnats and you get whiskers. The history of this is interesting, because you can stop, there are ways to stop whiskers growing, obviously. These days, you can rub Imac into a cat's face, or, you know, use a laser treatment,
yes,
and so forth. But in the old days, of course, do you remember this? Well, the famous story, of course, the cat in the iron mask. Now, this was a cat that was... They still don't know the identity of the cat, do they, historically, who the cat really was. But it was a cat kept in the Tower of London with an iron mask to stop its whiskers growing. And some said it was a royal cat and so forth. But, I mean, you don't want to see that come back, Rolf, do you?
Oh, no. No, I don't want to see cats in masks or, indeed, in boots. There's the story of the pussy in boots.
Well, I did see, I mean, earlier today I saw a puss in boots buying some Imac, obviously, over the counter, in order to get the whiskers... Look, Bernie, let me bring you back in, because
be encouraged.
Tell me.
Because I you know, it's a fact, isn't it, that if you got all the whiskers off a cat or
a
mice and you laid them end to end, you would be charged with animal cruelty, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. It depends if they're still attached. But if they're not attached, then I mean you could make a rug quite easily.
Yeah. I mean, is that what you're calling for? Are you I mean, I'm still not clear as to what you're calling for exactly in terms of being in favour of whiskers. I mean, at the moment, Rolf has the better argument in that whiskers...
For me, really, it's about glorifying whiskers in all their forms, whether they're on people, on animals,
yeah,
on cars, on underwear, whatever they're on. They are whiskers that should be treasured and should be protected. I mean, probably a whisker sanctuary would be a good way to go.
Would you, oh, right, so you'd ring-fence a whisker?
Well, you could ring fence it, you could pay entrance. I mean, there's a whole new economy there.
Right. So whisker farms, whisker sanctuaries?
You could go as far as battery farming whiskers, but animal cruelty might come into it there. I mean, if you can grow a whisker on it, I'll have it.
Right. And Rolf, what are you going to do,
yes,
as your lobby? Well, I mean, what's your, you know, getting your point of getting the whiskers off? Because
you're asking me to solution, I believe, John.
I am asking you to solution the problem.
Me to solution a rather roundabout way.
Sort of, yes, I am.
Yes. Have you heard? You've heard of balloon whisks? Now, these are quite popular in kitchens.
Yeah,
I understand. They're used to whisk balloons, and I would say let's extend that with balloon whiskers. So that would be some very small balloons.
Yeah,
attached to the face with string,
right?
Say on a cat that had been dipped in Imac, and from there we would get a better world.
A better world indeed. Well, look, that's what Rolf thinks. He thinks by dipping a cat in Imac and attaching a balloon to its face, we would have a better world. And he's not the only person with that view. There are plenty more, of course. Bernie has the opposing point of view. Bernie, sum up the debate for me in one word.
Cat masks.
Thank you, Rolf.
Tash. John Tash.
Tash, thank you very much indeed there. Now, it's over to you, really. You've heard what they think. Do we need whiskers? Should cats keep them? But should they be allowed to keep them? Should a mice be allowed to have whiskers? Get in touch with us. Let us know. We live in post-Brexit Britain, don't we, now? We've got wristwatches and chalk. Why? Why do we need whiskers? 8722 is the number.
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes, and that is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Nissan have some great deals at the moment, like a £1,600 deposit contribution towards an all-new Nissan Micra Diesel, £2,300 towards a Duke, and a whopping £3,000 towards an X-Trail.
£3,000? Wow. I'm off.
Wait, hold on. You're the producer.
It's all right, Ben. When you're finished, just hit that button, yeah?
Oh, okay. All offers at 3.99% APR representative. Search Nissan offers now. Nissan. Innovation that excites. Nissan Finance. Excludes all Vizia and Juke Centre grades. Subject to status, over 18s and UK residents only. Participating dealers. Ends 1st of October. T's and C's at nissan.co.uk. So, this button. Oh, no. Must be this one.
Landlords. Direct Line guarantees to be other insurers' renewal premiums for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Switch to Direct Line Landlord. New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Welcome to New Sky Sports. Now with new channels dedicated to the sports you love.
Final act then of an unforgettable drama here at Trent Bridge.
The history books rewritten by 12 heroes in Chicago.
Lewis Hamilton wins the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix.
Feel every moment with new channels dedicated to the Premier League, cricket, golf, football, plus our dedicated F1 channel, New Sky Sports. Feel it all.
Right now, all Wren kitchens are half price, with an extra 25% off. And there's 10% off sinks and taps, all when you buy five or more units. Hurry, ends Wednesday at 10 p.m.
When I was thinking about going into teaching, I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to earn enough money.
But actually, I started on £27,000.
I was offered a really, really good package.
Well, it was a good feeling to leave university and step into a career that does pay well.
I am still one of the highest earners amongst my graduate friends.
It was definitely the right choice.
I chose to teach.
As a new teacher, you'll start on a minimum salary of £22,000 to £28,000, subject to location. Apply now to train in September. Search, apply to teach.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
In County Durham, the A68 West Auckland Road is closed in both directions. Heavy traffic there due to an accident. A car and a tractor involved. That's between Coatsay Moor Lane and the B6275. Elsewhere in Derbyshire, one lane closed. Queuing traffic due to an accident. Four vehicles involved on the M1 southbound between Junction 25 and Junction 24A. And in Somerset, we do have one lane closed due to a broken down vehicle. It is on the M5 southbound. That's between Junction 24 and Junction 25. However, traffic there is coping well. I'm Sammy Jolo.
What do you think of when someone says the word used? Old-fashioned? Out of tune? A bit scratched? Something past its best. Chances are you're not thinking of a Mercedes-Benz. And certainly not one of the latest models. Think Mercedes-Benz approved used. Suddenly, there's a lot more meaning to that little word. Visit your local retailer to find your used car today. And you'll see what I mean.
I like the way you work it.
Mercedes-Benz approved used. Used, but not what you're used to.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon to you. Now, you know, if you're a regular listener, how helpful this programme can be. To those wishing to make coin, to wit, Kickstarter projects, crowdfunding, crowdsourcing, that sort of thing. And we like to reach that helping hand out in a feature we call Kicking a Kickstarter Up the Arse. Now, if you've got a Kickstarter project you're working on, then why not get in touch? You can use 8722.
Start your message with the word.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word you like.
Maybe you've got a crazy idea that you want to repeal a successful healthcare program in the United States of America. Or wash a chicken in chlorine, like Liam Fox does. Those are just two ideas of the hopers and dreamers. We met someone last summer with an idea. It's become a reality. Let's get him back on to see how successful we've helped him to be. And And one such hoper and dreamer, as I like to say, is on the line now. Except now, the hopes and dreams have become a reality, for we catch up with Richard, who has been installing music into tennis balls. Hello, Richard.
Hey, John. Thanks so much for having me back.
Well, you're very welcome. So, last we spoke to you was last summer, I think. Remind us of your idea at that time.
No problem. Yeah, so we launched Hero, which is an upcycled speaker that we've made out of used tennis balls.
Yeah.
And we launched it last year on Kickstarter, and we managed to get over the line, very much thanks to you guys.
Exactly. Yep, thank you. We'll take the credit. Yep.
No, it was good. And this year we are sort of moving in full swing, which is quite exciting.
Yeah, so where are we up to then? Because the idea, when we spoke last, on the design stage, we talked about, you know, how the idea came about and so on and so forth. But just sort of take us back, if you would, just to what gave you the idea for this in the first place? Because this was basically tennis balls that have lost their bounce.
Essentially, yes. Well, I was close to playing professional tennis, so tennis was always sort of in my heart.
Yeah.
And my studies in design and engineering sort of led me to come up with with solutions to think about what we could do to repurpose them. And the speakers sort of was a natural trajectory because of the ball's ergonomics and texture. It's been a long road, but we're moving quite nicely
And obviously congratulations on you. But where are we up to then? Are these available now? What's the manufacturing process going like?
Yeah, it's actually quite exciting. We're trying to revitalize British manufacturing. So we've made some cutting tools up in Northampton with some specialists who usually work on automotive and fashion cutting tools. They're actually helping us cut tennis balls now, which is quite exciting.
Yeah. So what do you need to cut a tennis, you know, because I was going to say hollow it out, but of course they are hollow, I'm guessing. So what do you need to cut the top off a tennis ball and install a speaker?
It's a good question. We've made some very precise cutting tools with German steel, sort of British engineered, and we actually have a hydraulic press.
Yeah.
So the money that we raised from Kickstarter basically helped us develop our tools and basically buy this extremely expensive press, which sits in our warehouse in Northampton.
Right. And what does the press do exactly? So talk us through the process. So you've got, if I sent you a tennis ball now, what would you do with it? What's the process?
Sure. So we have our cutting tools. They're basically cutting beds, if you like.
Mm.
So we can cut about 20 balls at a time.
Yeah.
We need to sort of lay all 20 on the press. So we put them on our tool, and then the press is actually hydraulic. So it moves upwards with a sort of regulated pressure.
Yeah.
But basically Bob's your uncle, but they're two cuts. The first cut is a bit more simple than the second cut.
I was going to hope you were going to say the first cut is the deepest there, which would have been
yeah.
You know, given that they're speakers and that's musical reference. I mean, that would.
It's true. I'm not as sharp as you, but the second cut is we actually make with a 3D printed guide that we've designed in the studio.
Yeah.
So that sort of allows us to cut as little of the ball as possible.
I see. So then it's a case of what getting the because this is a Bluetooth speaker we're talking about. It's a case of getting the speaker itself, the mechanism, the cone, I suppose, into the small hole.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's a bit shipping a bottle, Richard, isn't it? It's like sort of trying to squash a
a little bit, and it is. It sometimes is quite iterative, and some of them, or a few of them, don't actually sort of fit perfectly, so we need to sort of really quality control check that in the studio in London.
Yeah.
But it is. We designed the electronic, which was quite iterative too in terms of the process, because we really wanted to get the best possible sound from this thing that we could. The electronic is a sort of 3D designed object that's not that as you say, is the sort of ship in the bottle that we sort of try and fit perfectly in each ball.
So are you making the speaker components as well?
So we're making the speaker component out in Shenzhen with our our partners in China,
yep.
and we developed the electronic in Paris with the Innovate Group.
I see. Right. So, and once you've got this, so it's in there. It's got Bluetooth on it as well, of course, and that's a case of you've got. I mean. What is remarkable about it is it's giving recycled use to something that I hadn't even considered. I know we touched on this last time, but the idea of these tennis balls, especially post Wimbledon, is that you know there are. I mean, were you collecting them from? I think you did get some Wimbledon ones. Am I right, as I recall?
Yeah, absolutely. So last year, which I actually was rogue again and did the same this year, except Wimbledon called me up. Is we gave a donation to the Wimbledon Foundation.
Yeah.
And picked up some used balls, and yeah, we've got some this year too. So we're also in good talks with them and Slazenger, trying to sort of make this thing viable.
Yeah, and okay. So in terms of where, so we've got them made. This is you know that's a journey in a year. You've got them sure. from the idea. Thanks primarily to Talk Radio, and you've got them in the manufacturing process. So where and when can we get hold of these?
Oh, now. I mean,
right
they're
now.
Up online.
Good.
Yeah. At herospeaker.com.
Herospeaker.com.
H-E-A-R-O. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, and these work with any Bluetooth gadget, presumably?
Yeah, it's got the latest Bluetooth 4.1 and any media device they'll work with. So, yeah, any cell phone, any tablet, any computer, basically.
And you've got some signed by tennis stars as well.
Yeah, we were fortunate. Pat Cash was very helpful when we were rolling the product out,
rolling tennis balls, very good.
Yeah, exactly. And we the Queen's Club were great this year too. They we gave some player gifts to the top 8 seeds.
Yeah,
and we got a bunch signed, which is cool. And a lot of the proceeds of those will just will go to charities.
Yeah.
Within London and around London.
Yeah. Okay, this is good stuff. And I'm just pleased to get you back on because it's, you know, we heard about this at the beginning and now I feel, you know, it's there. These things are available.
I'm going to speak to you. Yeah, exactly.
That's
exciting.
Good. I've got to ask you one important question, right? This has been a debate that's been raging, okay, across Wimbledon on Talk Radio, right? What colour, Richard, is a tennis ball?
A tennis ball is neon yellow.
Yes! Thank you. Thank you, Richard, because the idiots around here have been banging on about it being green. There's been we got the listeners, people arguing the toss on this, Twitter polls. But it's neon yellow. Thank you. Yeah.
That's no problem. It used to be white, but now it's neon yellow.
Yeah, damn right, Richard, as well. although I notice on your website you've got them in different colours.
We have.
It's orange. There's an orange one. That's nonsense.
No, it's actually interesting. It's from last year because there was so much rain that some of the weathered balls discolored.
Oh.
But they actually add quite a lot of nice character to the product. So, yeah, it was a natural discovery while we were making it.
Yeah. And can you charge a little bit of a premium if you happen to know that a particular ball has been hit by, Andy Murray? Or Jenna, or whatever, you know, if it's been hit by a major star.
Sure, yeah, I mean, we'd hope to, sort of, if we work with some of the players and with Wimbledon, we'll try and do that, because we'll try and have it from select matches and the sort.
Now, a lot of these balls, of course, let's be honest, have been nestling next to balls when pocketed. In many ways, you often see the tennis players with the pockets full of the balls, don't you? So, you know,
absolutely,
groin rubbed speaker balls.
It's our next marketing push.
Richard, look, a pleasure to talk to you. Remind us again where the website is.
Thanks, John. It's at herospeaker.com,
and that's hero spelled H-E-A-R-O. Just
exactly.
speaker.com. Right, good to talk to you. That's Richard from herospeaker.com. Last year, there he was with a Kickstarter idea. This year, there he is again. It worked. So it proves that this feature hasn't all been a waste of time, just for some of them. But it could be you next. What say you come on the radio and allow us to kick your Kickstarter up the arse by talking about it on here? Up to 9 people will hear it, possibly out of a tennis ball speaker. Who knows? Here's how to get in touch. 87222, start your message with the word talk, or at Talk Radio on Twitter. Start your message with any word you like. Come on the radio and we'll kick your Kickstarter up the arse. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
And at just after 3:30, Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Charlie Gard's mother is back in the High Court today in a dispute with Great Ormond Street Hospital about his end-of-life care. The 11-month-old's parents want to take him home to die. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble is at the High Court.
Great Ormond Street Hospital says Charlie's parents' property cannot accommodate the medical equipment required for him to end his life there. Chris Gard and Connie Yates argue there is a way it could work. The court's now deciding whether to give another 24 or 48 hours for this to be explored further, with the judge saying he wants to grant their last wish for Charlie, if at all possible. Emotions are running very high here, with time running very short.
A man has been jailed for life for battering a 5-year-old boy to death in a park for losing a trainer. Marvin Iheanacho will serve at least 18 years in prison for killing Alex Malcolm in southeast London in November. Donald Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner is facing a second day of questioning about Russia's alleged interference in last year's US election. The president has praised Mr. Kushner's performance yesterday. There's been a huge increase in the number of advertised full-time vacancies across the NHS in England. More than 30,000 posts were available in March this year. That's a jump of almost 4,000 in 12 months. And Justin Bieber's manager has said sorry to fans who will miss out on seeing the singer after he cancelled the rest of his world tour. Scooter Braun posted online that a man's soul and well-being come first and that everyone should respect and honour that. The weather mostly dry to start with tonight, but wind and rain will arrive in the west in the early hours. Lows of 13 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be wet and windy. Highs of 20. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now.
There is.
There's more now because it's time for Victoria's bonus news. Now, bonus news is simply here to, yes, fill time, but also it's here to make up time. The time lost by Victoria's bulletins that are smaller than they used to be. She gets paid the same. No such pay gaps round here as they get at the BBC. So here we go with today's animal, vegetable or mineral news. It's vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
Okay, so starting off with another, and this is the aforementioned vegetable news scandal. Mm. So some vegetable sellers in India have resorted to hiring armed guards to protect their tomatoes after a heist.
Tomatoes are fruit.
Yes, but they sell other vegetables.
Fruit news.
Yeah, but it's about the vegetable sellers.
Vegetable news.
So more than 300 kilos of tomatoes worth 70,000 rupees.
Mouldy.
John.
All right.
70,000. So annoying. So more than 300 kilos of tomatoes, which
Victoria,
are worth...
I'd like to apologise for John's interrupting.
Thank you, Cornelius. It's most off-putting and disturbing. Anyway...
I can imagine...
The tomatoes.
Can I just apologise for Cornelius interrupting to talk about John's interruption?
Can you just shut up, all of you? So more than 300 kilos of tomatoes worth 70,000 rupees, that's around £830, mm-hmm. was stolen from a market in Mumbai. And apparently the prices of the fruit slash vegetable, whatever you think of it as, fruit. Have risen right. recently because of crop damage.
Right.
Who's been damaging the crops?
The weather, probably.
Pesky weather.
Yeah.
So this is...
It's not that hard to get your head around.
I can't get my head around it.
It's complicated.
And put it in a haiku.
No.
All right, we got any more vegetable news?
Yeah, so it's claimed a customer has tried to return cubed butternut squash to a supermarket as they mistook it for cheese.
I saw this.
This was an excellent Twitter exchange. Yeah, I saw this.
So, the Twitter exchange you're mentioning is on behalf of sports writer James Data.
Yeah.
So he live tweeted the incident, which happened obviously in America, in North Carolina. But apparently staff did refund the man, but he demanded they give him cheese for the price of a squash.
But this is cubed butternut squash. So it's orange. It looks like orange cheddar.
Yeah.
And he bought it and said it wasn't labelled clean enough, but there was a massive label on the front that said butternut squash. Demanded. And they were saying to him, as I seem to recall, we don't sell cheese like that. You don't get massive cubes of cheese, like in terms of blocks of it like that. It's bigger or grated, basically.
Oh, that's reminding me of, like, is it 70s or 80s kind of dinner parties with cube cheese and pineapple on sticks?
Yeah.
Maybe he thought it was just pre-done.
Which you would put in the back of an orange, half an orange, with some silver foil on it to be... That's the height of...
Or a melon. People melon if it's a big party.
If it's a big party, certainly couldn't.
How lonely were your birthday parties where you'd only have half an orange?
Yeah.
just with one pineapple and cheese stick.
No, it's because he's small.
Vegetable news.
The music.
Come on, then.
The music.
Play
round.
It.
Do you want me to?
Yeah.
Vegetable news.
So anyway, the man ends up leaving the store without any cheese, but just a whole squash. Okay.
You've taken a battering this vegetable news, haven't you, John?
Wow.
I'm crying. Okay, and finally...
Yeah.
The model and TV star Kelly Brook has revealed she'd rather be gardening and digging around in a vegetable patch.
Is that a euphemism?
No. Than engaging in some of the more glamorous activities associated with her fame. So the 37-year-old told Hello magazine that the true me, who is in her element in her potting shed and digging around in the vegetable patch, is a very personal piece of my life that I've protected. The end.
Vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
That was. Thank you, Victoria.
Yeah.
For bringing veg. Tomorrow, everybody's favourite, mineral news.
Mineral news.
In the next bit of the programme, not animal news, not animal news.
Animal news.
Not animal news. Not vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
That was today. Mineral news.
Mineral
no,
news.
Not in the next bit of the programme.
No, tomorrow.
You said in the next bit of the programme.
I said tomorrow, didn't I?
He said not in the next bit of the programme.
Animal news.
Animal news.
There you go.
Vegetable news.
Not vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
Tomorrow, mineral news.
Mineral news.
In the next bit of the programme around here, Snowflake Buckaroo, where instead of a donkey, the game Buckaroo, instead of a donkey with tools hung carelessly upon it till it all kicks off, no, instead, it's the millennial snowflake version. We get a millennial, we hang trigger phrases on the millennial till it squeals and runs off to its safe space. Play next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
If you pay for something, you should get to keep it, right? Yet with most mobile networks, you have to say goodbye to any data you haven't used at the end of every month. So say hello to Sky Mobile, the only network to automatically roll over all your unused data every month. And no matter what plan you choose, your data is yours to keep for 3 years. Plans start from £5 a month, and Sky TV customers also get free unlimited calls and texts. Search Sky Mobile and say hello to rolling your data with plans from £5 a month. Sky, believe in better. 12-month minimum term. Free calls and texts to standard UK numbers as a Sky TV customer. Standard price, £10. Acceptable use policy and terms apply. Redeem data per 1 gigabyte.
Is 6 a.m. your walking the dog time? Your world isn't 9 to 5, so neither's ours. That's why you can renew your tax credits online, day or night. Renew now, or your payments will stop. Visit gov.uk/managetaxcredits. We're ready when you are.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Greater Manchester, the M60 anti-clockwise lane is closed on the entry slip road. That is due to a broken down van around junction 23. The outside lane there is closed. Elsewhere in Derbyshire, we do have one lane closed and queuing traffic due to an accident. A lorry and a car involved on the M1 southbound. That's between junction 25 and junction 24A. And the inside lane there is closed. And at Somerset, we have one lane closed due to a broken down vehicle on the M5 southbound. That is between junction 24 and junction 25. I'm Sammy Jolo.
What do you think of when someone says the word used? Old-fashioned? Out of tune? A bit scratched? Something past its best. Chances are you're not thinking of a Mercedes-Benz. And certainly not one of the latest models. Think Mercedes-Benz approved used. Suddenly, there's a lot more meaning to that little word. Visit your local retailer to find your used car today, and you'll see what I mean. I like the way you work it. Mercedes-Benz approved used. Used, but not what you're used to.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back.
Talk radio has harpooned the whale. A great, big, stinking, smelly one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great whale tales from the blowhole of Bologna.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Just coming up to our time. Sam Delaney with you from 4 o'clock, of course, here on Talk Radio. We're looking at the news, though. Much news around, as we know. You've been hearing it in the news, not least some sort of scandal in the world of tomatoes. The thing is with the news, and looking at it as an overview, I mean, it's all quite complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
No, Cornelius, many people can't. But that's fine, because we're here to help, as you know, because what you should do is take the news and expose it full frontal, really, to Japanese poetry. Short form Oriental verse meets current affairs. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, and 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
New build leaseholds no longer have ground to stand on, which is ironic.
The news in haiku. Didn't we play that one about half an hour ago or something? Marta.
Yes.
Oh.
That's fine. Mistakes happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry, I played the wrong one.
It's not us you should be apologising to, it's the audience who, well, they're going to miss out now on the third, and I would say, best haiku of the year so far.
Yeah.
We don't have time to play it now.
I can only apologise.
It won't
really
be relevant
tomorrow.
It was, John, weren't it funny?
It's
as
the
well?
Best one you've ever been written, I think. Yeah, so it is.
What a shame.
Never mind. Instead of that, it's new game time. I was expecting more. Anyway, what's that game you get where there's a donkey and you pile lots of stuff onto it, Dave? A donkey, get your tools, pickaxes.
Little donkey.
No, donkey.
Donkey riding.
Pile the stuff onto it. Don't you got a donkey, you put pickaxes, rope, a spade, a hat, other stuff. Pile it onto the donkey collapses. What's that?
Buckaroo, John.
No, animal cruelty. They play it in Spain. However, round here, we take that game, the plastic donkey one that is Buckaroo, and we change it up. We mix it up. We bring it up to date, because what we do here is we get a millennial, and we hang stuff on the millennial. It's a game of snowflake Buckaroo. How it works then. Snowflake millennial, all upset by trigger words, of course, and boo-hoo. Just like snowflakes are, offended by utterly nothing. Oh, I'm so hypersensitive. Now, well, what we're going to do is hang trigger words and situations on our millennial. And don't worry, as we have to say every week, like with Buckaroo not being a real donkey, we've got a plastic millennial snowflake. It's made of non-binary plastic, so as not to offend. And like in Donkey Buckaroo, when the millennial can take no more, he or she will kick off, or non-gender, will kick off and run to the safe space. Each trigger word and situation is worth points. The first contestant to hang triggering situations on the snowflake that reach 21. Oh! It all kicks off. It's game over. Okay, I hope that's clear. Probably not, but let's have a go at it anyway. Line one is James. Good afternoon, James.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Snowflake Buckaroo, James. What do you do?
Uh,
I'm a student administrator. I sort of help students at our Students Union in Kent.
Oh, so you'll be very familiar with the world of snowflakery then. I mean, that's prime millennial ground, that is, isn't it?
Well, at the time, at the moment, yes, I would say there is a fair few things that can set off the snowflakery.
Good. All right. Well, look, I'll get your opponent on. He's called Liam. Hello, Liam.
Hello.
And what do you do, Liam?
I'm a geneticist.
A geneticist, no less.
Indeed.
All right, okay. And where do you geneticise?
Glastonbury, Somerset.
Glastonbury, all right, very good. Okay, so, and how long have you been a geneticist, Liam?
About 2 weeks, really.
Two weeks ago,
yeah.
Good. Well, congratulations on that. Have you discovered any new genes yet, Liam?
No, not yet.
All right, fine. Well, there's still time. Well, look, here's how this is going to work. I'm hurrying along just for time reasons here. So, James and Liam, you are playing against each other. We will go in rounds. Now, I want you to imagine that in front of you is indeed a millennial snowflake. I have some trigger phrases and trigger words in round form. You get to choose one of them in each round. They are worth points. The first person to add those points up to 21 loses, a little bit like pontoon or something, right? So, that's how it's going to work. Are we ready to play? Cornelius will be keeping score in today's Snowflake Buckaroo. Here we go. Okay, James, you go first. That seems fair because I spoke to you first, and then it'll swap round in the next round. So, do you want to hang on the millennial snowflake gender-specific femiphobic transglutinism or post-assumptive validity assumption?
I think I'll go with post-assumptive validity assumption.
All right, that leaves you, Liam, with gender-specific femiphobic transglutinism, a classic snowflake phrase, of course. And I can tell you that both of those are worth five points.
Yeah, similar to last week.
Yeah, 5 points.
The week before.
So, Cornelius keeping score. Right, OK, Liam, round two, you go first. Are you going for flexitarian anxiety pay gap or hashtag... I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, so white, hashtag racist Christmas.
Oh, it's got to be, hashtag racist Christmas, absolutely.
Yeah, very good. All right, so that leaves you, James, with the other one. I can tell you that, James, yours had 6 points attached to it. Six points. Oh. And Liam, 4 points attached
to it.
Running score, Cornelius.
Well, thanks for asking, John. James is ahead with 11, but Liam is winning with 9.
Yeah, that's right. So, back to round 3. James chooses first. Will you go micro non-apologetic validity fluidism, or will you go LBGTQRSTUVWXYZ adulting struggle?
I think I'll take letters of the alphabet, adulting struggle.
Is 5 points there. 5 points. 5 points. James, 5 points, James. And 3 points to Liam with micro non-apologetic validity fluidism.
Oh.
All right, OK. Running score, Cornelius.
Well, thanks for asking, John. Yeah. James is currently ahead on 16. However, Liam is winning with 12.
Right, we don't want to be getting to 21. That's when it's all over. Here we go. Next round. Liam chooses first. Will you go for bi cis consensual enable spreading... or fidget-spinning proto-veganism?
Bi-cis conventional enabling, was it?
Enable spreading, yes. I can tell you that's
enable
worth...
Enable spreading, yeah.
2 points. Two millennial points. The other one, fidget-spinning proto-veganism. 2 points. 2 points.
Oh. Close scores.
Cornelius, what's the running score?
Thanks for asking, John.
Welcome.
Currently, James is ahead with 18. Yeah. However, Liam is winning with 14.
Right, okay, next round, James first. Are you going, and could this be the end of it, for non-platformed privilege shaming or homo clictuality post-reverse racism protest march?
I think it goes for the first option.
The first option is 1 point. 1 point is the first. James has 1 point there, and Liam, 2 points.
Oh, you must have some left.
Oh, look at that. What's the running score, Connie?
Well, thanks very much for asking, John. James is ahead on 19, whilst Liam is winning with 16.
All right, this could all be over. This could all be over. So, Liam chooses first this time. Will you go for, Liam, pre-op man-spreading? Or... passive-aggressive appropriation of a pronoun of colour?
Passive-aggressive appropriation of a pronoun of colour, please.
OK, that is worth... 4 points.
Oh!
4 points! He's got 4 points.
Oh, he's on this 20 could, currently.
This could...
James
this could
is on 19, but yet to collect.
Yet to collect. He's on. He gets pre-op man-spreading. Is that phrase? Is that a millennial phrase worthy... Could it tip him over the edge? Pre-op man-spreading is worth 28 points!
Oh,
he's busted up! He's busted up! Oh, James, I'm sorry about that, James.
That's okay.
Never mind. More research needed with your millennials at the university there. That's... Congratulations, Liam, geneticist in Glastonbury. Well done.
Thank you very much.
There we go. It's Millennial Snowflake Buckaroo, only available on Talk Radio in the afternoons. So that's just about it from us. Tomorrow on the programme, being Wednesday, we'll bring you a game of Dead or Alive. There'll be the usual things, the big debate at 3 tomorrow. We'll be talking to a foreign correspondent about foreign news somewhere foreign in the original foreign. And I've just learned the possibility of being... this is quite a weird one.
Cornelius is so giddy.
I mean...
That's why I haven't been concentrating the last 10 minutes.
I don't think it's confirmed.
It's not confirmed at all.
But we might have Dick and Dom in the studio to taste some ice cream. I mean, I know. It's like we've gone the full Paul Ross, isn't it? Unbelievable. So we're back tomorrow 1 till 4. Sam Delaney will be with you from 4 o'clock. I mean, he's supposed to come in and do a handover, but we could just sit and wait for him, I suppose. Does that mean he's not in yet?
Oh.
He's not in yet. He's not in yet. Just wait for him. Sam Delaney, he's in the office. Wants to come in to do a quick handover explaining what he's on and what's on his show. That's the rules of the handover. Hey, Sam Delaney!
Oh, hi, everyone.
It's all right, we've just got to play a haiku. So the haiku we forgot earlier... the news is...
I can't get my head around
it's
it.
It's the news in haikus.
Justin Bieber cancels world tour, but it's too late now to say sorry.
The news! In haikus. Sam Delaney's with us.
Hey. Oh, why should I tell you what's coming up on my show? This is the way you fellas treat me. I've been marched in here by Dave Cribb.
You're welcome.
And then made a fool that. Out of.
Yeah.
All right, I'll tell you.
Go on, then.
I'll tell you. Why not? So we'll be talking about Jared Kushner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about housing rip-offs.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about Charlie Gard.
Yeah.
And we'll be talking about fast food. Oh, and here's another one. Time or money, what makes you happier?
That is a big thing today, isn't it? I think...
Lots of people going on about that.
Yeah.
I'll be going on about it on the show.
Will you?
For how much time?
Yeah, I don't know.
And how much sure will you make during that time?
As long as it takes, yeah, very good. Mm. Yeah, I'll be doing that equation live on air.
That's all to come up at 4 o'clock. We'll be back, gender pay gap. We'll be back tomorrow on the radio between 1 and 4. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.